last time on Paint It Black.
You can't touch this.
Yeah, that Brian wishes you nothing but the driest of anal rape.
Yes, exactly. No, not even that spit on the fucking hand.
Nah, just a rough, tough rape. One.
Oh my.
Well, Mr. Miyamoto, why are you going so fast?
Well, Dumbo Irigato, Mr. Roboto.
There's a tattoo of Adolf Hitler smoking a joint on your chest.
The bitch is gone. I'm going to make a party now.
According to the police report, the man was sound asleep in his apartment when the fishy assault took place.
Artex, you're sinking! Come on, turn around! You have to now! Come on, Artex!
Welcome back to the Weekend Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Paint It Black podcast. My name is Pete Berg. Welcome again. Joining me this week, we have my co-host, as usual, Mr. Brian Katz.
Sorry about the volume levels. I'm controlling eight different things at once.
Eight, yeah, okay. Also, my other co-host over here, artist on our newest comic release, Last Call, Hand of God, and also the number one advocate for bear shark awareness out there, Mr. Lou Figueroa.
You better watch out. Those things will give you STDs out the ass.
Bear sharks, number one leading cause of herpes.
Fuck you up.
Also joining us, our news girl's back, bringing us the female perspective, Miss Jillian Gray.
So much has changed since I've been here. What the hell's going on?
I know, it's all different. We went a little nuts after Comic-Con.
I like it.
Also, back again, you haven't heard him in a while, Mr. Mike Feinberg's here.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
And finally, a new voice to the show from an old friend. It's our good buddy, Mr. Danny Mack is here.
Hey, Pete Berg.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, woo.
Hey, Pete Berg.
That's my email now.
I always get so excited whenever I type in, hey, Pete Berg.
Can I get a good, solid, like old school, hey, Pete Berg?
You an emotional fucking cripple.
That sounds an awful lot like
it does, actually. Go for it.
Hey, Pete Berg!
With the finger pointing and everything. Beautiful.
You got your ass cooked at a Sugar Cult concert.
We didn't need the follow-up line.
Were you bouncing off the walls again?
I was.
That's great, because you know what the problem with that is, though? You're going to have to explain that next week.
You're going to have to explain it now.
Yeah, you gotta stop your microphone from going limp here.
It happens to me.
Sorry, man. You know, it's got to concentrate, man. It's just, it's got so many things to do.
There's a lot going on. It happens to the best of us.
I can't focus and work the shaft here, so.
How many times have you said that in your life?
Never.
Today?
Today?
Sure. So how was everyone's week?
Oh, my. Woo!
That was loud.
Yes.
How was everyone's week this week? Anybody?
It was all right. I got some good news.
What's your good news?
My mother went on Ancestry.com.
Okay.
And discovered that some of my ancestors, apart from being World War I and II veterans, had a little bit of the jungle fever.
That explains your...
I could have told you that.
Yeah. That explains your peanut butter complexion.
And I immediately went to IHOP and had chicken and waffles.
So you found out your...
How did you not know this? I knew that when I saw you.
Yeah, bro, you're super dark. All the other Puerto Ricans are like... Egypt. Kind of light.
I assumed it was just being out in the sun all day.
Wait, why IHOP?
Chicken and waffles.
We don't have a Waffle House here. We have IHOP.
And it's pretty close, too, so that works out really well.
And
the chicken waffles are excellent.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Why not?
You can never go wrong.
P.S. I've never had chicken and waffles.
What's the matter?
Bullshit.
I'm officially
blacker than Jill.
I've had pigs be heavy. Wait.
Ancestry.com proved it this
you
week.
We'll black off next week.
Hang on, Lou. Let me pour you more Hennessy.
We'll black off
a little
next
more
week.
He's got
a bottle of Hypnotic, too, somewhere around here.
Oh, that shit is gross.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
That's where he would win. You have to drink this bottle of Hypnotic. No.
Some Incredible Hulks over here?
Well, before we start with the news and everything, I do have to address the Feinberg situation.
Damn.
Yay, it's headlining.
I'm calling you up at the front of the show, man.
Wow, before the news.
Feinberg's had a story that he's been just
you know, telling us for the last couple of weeks that he needs to tell.
It's a tale that will become a legend
soon. Now, let's preface it. Mike, how old are you?
I am 29.
And you have been sexually active for?
29 years.
That would be nice. I'd say, 18, so 11.
So your number one missing piece to that puzzle would be what?
What's missing from your repertoire?
Well, let me just say first off, I never thought it was missing. All of a sudden, I gotta say, I've just been interested. It never really was an issue as far as I was concerned.
Don't interrupt the man.
I have never gone down on a girl. I've never gone down on anybody. Actually say that, you know, the other way. If I say one, just, you know.
Nice catch.
Close the door nice on that right catch. Now.
But dudes, yeah.
That's right.
Plenty of times. Yeah. Anyway, so where is your current status right now?
Oh, I'm still in the zero count.
Zero count.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask a question? Were you, like, just not about it? Or, like, did it just never happen?
No, I never wanted to.
Are you black?
No.
Okay.
But from the black Mike Feinberg.
You never know.
Yeah. Because black people hate it.
Yeah, yes, black men won't do it.
Yeah, you know, I've been told by many black people, actually, that it's just not worth it.
That's why I don't date black guys. The black guys won't do it.
Well, there you go, kids. Isn't there a whole you are what you eat kind of thing?
That's your only plus point here.
Yeah.
What, so you're pussy?
I heard that from an Italian man once.
You are what you eat.
You know, if he did do it, it might sound like this.
I gotta go take a shower.
I don't know if that incentivized you.
Well, I gotta ask, is one person alive at the end of that? Because I mean, it may have started out like the way I would, you know, hopefully intend, but it doesn't end like that.
It actually sounds like there'll be no survivors.
Yeah, that was a vaginal snuff film.
Well, Mike, tell us
the story.
Your current status. Tell us your most recent tale.
Well, currently, she probably despises me, but we really, you know, it happened. We don't like to, you know, bring it up on a daily basis, but it is referenced pretty often.
This is a young lady who you are involved with.
Yeah.
Wait, but I mean, it happened. Do you mean that you attempted and didn't see? Because you're still zero. What do you mean it happened?
No, I mean, I wasn't even intending to do it when I did it. I just sort of came out when it did. I made an offer.
Word of advice.
Yeah.
Just do it.
No.
Don't offer it.
Yes.
Don't preface it.
All right, so basically, how did it start, Mike? All right. So how did you, one day you were like, you know what, today's the day I'm gonna lose my oral virginity, and you picked this chick, and why her?
There was really no plan. The only plan I had is that I had a proposition that I wanted to make to basically a girl that I wanted to actually go down on.
Can we call it Prop 69?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to offer Prop 69, and I wasn't really very choosy. I just wanted to get it out there. I wanted to see if it would, you know, get me closer to where, you know, I wanted to get. So, I mean, in retrospect, you know, when I chose to do it was just awful timing, but either way.
Well, now, when you chose your spot, what was the spot you chose?
I didn't choose. I cannot lie. We were at lunch one day picking up some tacos at what turned out to be not so classy of a Mexican joint.
The innuendo alone.
There was somebody else there with us, but he went to the bathroom at the moment when I did this.
So you actually rushed the offer in between the bathroom.
It was so organic, it was perfect.
Did you just start licking a taco suggestively?
We were reading the menu. We were discussing fish tacos.
Oh, you didn't have the tacos.
Fish tacos, god damn it.
That was, I have no great excuse. It just went right from discussing fish tacos to sort of going right at it.
Now, do these tacos have any toppings on them, or are they clean?
I'm hoping they're clean.
Nice.
I like a nice clean.
That's the way I like my taco. Yeah. Nice bare bones taco.
But I'm not going to be choosy either. I don't want to be, you know, I'm not judgmental.
I don't want my taco full of lettuce and cheese. Mm. And
Can I just clarify?
Fresh
tacos.
Can I just clarify for listeners? Because for most of it sounds like that Feinberg did do it. But he has not.
Sans eating pussy.
What he did is he made the offer to eat a girl's poussoir, as I like to call it. But announced that it would be his first time.
Oh, see, yeah. Now, that I think, in combination of where I did it, was probably my downfall.
Yes, first time. Yeah. Would you like to be my first?
I did not say that.
In this lovely taco restaurant. Maybe not now, but later.
I think I broached the subject more like, I haven't done it, and I want to, you know, sort of get some tips, maybe.
Knock it off my checklist.
Mm-hmm. Dive in. Just do it.
I wanted to.
Bite the bullet.
I would have done it right there.
Get it over with. That's it.
I didn't want to force
it. It's not a hard thing to do.
When did you start poussoir diving?
The first time, my first journey to the poussoir, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
15?
15?
Maybe.
Brian?
First she let me.
Well, how old are you?
17.
17?
Yeah.
We just met. I feel rude asking you, Danny.
Danny?
18.
18. Lou?
I was a late bloomer. I was probably like 23.
29 years
old. I don't think I can remember calling late bloomers when I'm in the room talking about this.
No, no, yeah, yeah. We got the ultimate late bloomer
we've surpassed that years
ago. Technically, if I ever decided to try to be a lesbian again, I would be a late bloomer because that was the thing that was stopping me from being a lesbian.
So you know, me and you're the only ones?
I don't want to...
Right now that I'm not going down on ladies.
I don't want to sound gay or anything, but like if you try to eat a woman out, I think you'd be less ineffective than if all of us turned gay than we try to blow a dude. I was throwing it out there.
I'm not following that train of thought.
Well, I'm just saying, I think
I'm not really trying to follow that train of thought.
I think you say that a newbie going down on vagina is
way tougher.
Better. Well, yeah, they would have a harder time.
A much harder time than a newbie going down on some nice firm cock.
Because vagina, I'll say now, is a lot more difficult to work with than a penis. You know,
it's a little more complicated. Prop 69 does not go in that direction.
I'm sorry, Danny. What'd you say?
I said there's a lot of rules you can't cross. Like you can go around it, but you can't go on it. You gotta just play around.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like big game hunting.
Every man in their life figures out exactly how to do it to themselves, right? Like pretty early on.
I'm not gonna say that at all.
It took me a little while.
Really?
I didn't start until I was 18.
Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry, not judging.
whatever. Guys like playing with Legos 1 minute and then eating bitches out the next. Like,
yeah, I don't see that natural jump from there, but in retrospect, I wish I had.
He bloomed. He just blossomed one day.
Yeah, you fucking rapist. How old was she?
No comment. No, but the vagina is a mystery. It's a Pandora's box of wonderness. Like, certain things you could touch and they won't go well, and other things go great. And sometimes you can overdo things instead of... Is anybody following me here?
No, I get you. Yes,
I get you. There's a lot of little rules.
Here's the thing.
Exactly.
And what makes it worse is that the owner can't necessarily give you a manual because a lot of times we don't even know how it works.
Yeah, whereas a guy,
that too. I've been told that was another bad mistake in this one, let alone doing this in the first place. But that was the other thing is that there may not even be any tips. It may just be just go at it and
just
see what works.
Do it,
and
man.
It's try on error kind of situation.
A lot of people say that stupid alphabet trick. Are you familiar?
Sam Kinison.
I've heard, yeah.
Half don't do it. The alphabet trick. It never works.
Oh, wait, what's the alphabet trick?
Where
you spell out the alphabet with your tongue.
A.
C. Yeah. You gotta lick that shit like a Tootsie Pop. Oh, the humanity!
Listeners can't see what she was doing.
Yeah, hell yeah,
So basically, you spell the alphabet using your tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
Upon the most important part. It doesn't work. Don't do that.
It doesn't work, okay.
Just go to town, have fun, follow her body.
Yeah,
Mike, you have to jab your tongue in there like you're trying to crush garbage down that you don't want to bring out to the curb yet.
Okay.
Jill
is telling me not to. See,
as many sharp stabbing
that
motions
that
with your hand as possible.
Look, I'm just trying to be funny at this point.
A stabbing motion.
I can tell you one
check.
Thing, though.
And scream. Scream during it.
If they're not happy about it, they'll tell you.
Agreed.
That's what I mean.
And ladies, tell them immediately, because then you get yourself in trap where for years afterwards you're just like, oh god, here we go.
Brian.
Whatever, you fucking 13-year-old eating pussy ass motherfucker. Like,
that doesn't sound like an insult.
It does. You eating 13-year-old
pussy. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk to Danny for a minute.
Nice Barbie, right, baby.
Danny, we haven't seen you in a fucking long time.
In a fortnight.
Comic-Con.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Pre-Comic-Con. We ran into Danny at Comic-Con, and that's what's inspired him to be here, since he lives literally down the street.
Didn't I see you, during the summer last year sometime?
You saw me at the prior Comic-Con.
Oh, no. I feel like I saw you, also slightly before that when we had a party. Chris came home and everything.
Chris came home, 2 years ago.
Can we turn Danny up a little? He's a little quiet in my head there.
I'm generally very quiet. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's better. Now you sound lush and full.
Yeah, I have lush and
full.
Very quiet.
Lush and full.
I think I got a little boost on that one, too.
Well,
I can hear myself. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm generally very quiet.
So we should say we were friends with your brother for many years.
Yes.
Still are friends. I still occasionally
to
touch base.
Yeah, you guys should do something about that. You should text him or something.
I know.
I don't get texting.
We occasionally hit each other up on Facebook.
I know that you don't get texting because I tried to text you.
Look, man, I just got to weed people out sometimes.
Then I had to text this guy.
Yeah.
You were my last resort.
I got the text message of, why isn't Brian responding to my text message?
No, you got the, hey, Pete Berg.
Shut up.
Hey, Pete Berg. That's what you get. But, I haven't seen you guys in a while because, you guys were more so with my brother than than me. So when he kind of split, I haven't seen you guys.
Well, it's good to see you, man. That's the point I'm trying to get.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to see you on not a Comic-Con stage.
Yeah, you know, when it's not like 10,000 people in costume around us.
And also not...
And you begrudgingly have to buy our comics just because you know us.
I have no quarrels with buying your comics. However, when I do talk about buying the new one, and I say, like, yeah, last year when I bought your first comic, you know, it was all in color and everything, I bought the two new ones, and they were all black and white. And when I asked...
Shut up!
When I asked why they weren't in color, you said time. You had a whole year. that's how I premised the story.
That's it. Off the show.
Goddamn artist.
Also, to kind of stretch it back a little further, it's also nice to see you when we're not blacked out drunk at 4 a.m. at your parents' house.
With my foot bleeding?
With your foot bleeding.
Amazing story.
While your brother passed out at 6 p.m.
Holy shit, I just realized who your brother is.
it's Jesus, but now he's like, now I'm pretty sure he shaved his head, so he kind of looks like Walter White. Oh, which is
that's
his,
a good change.
Which is his Halloween costume.
Beautiful. I couldn't picture a better costume for
Mike
him.
Miller's so pissed off he did that a year too early.
The problem with that guy is he doesn't look like anything particular. He always does it years before everything, but he doesn't look like it, so no one knows it.
Who, Mac?
No, Mike Miller.
Oh, Mike Miller.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had the jumpsuit on.
I think Chris won his Buzz Lightyear last year, and that was an amazing costume.
I can only think back to when he was Captain Spaulding from Devil's Rejects.
Ooh, that's a good
and me and my ex-girlfriend did Otis and Baby from the same movie, and we did the whole trio, and that was great.
I remember him cosplaying as Jesus for about 7 years.
Oh, I remember that, too. We called him that for a long time.
Cosplaying slash was.
Tell him to listen to this, and Mac, we miss you, and we love you, and hope the kids are doing good, and Rachel, too. And why don't we jump into the show finally? And Jillian, why don't you kick us off with some news stories? Brian, play that theme.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the Invisible Airwaves of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Invisible Airwaves.
You like my old-timey talk right there?
I like how you all did that, too. You all had your fingers wagging back and forth. It was excellent.
You really got to thank Lou for that. Lou like was the trendsetter on that.
Well, it started with the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Love that song.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
How can you not just, you know, do jazz hands?
Little fingers.
I'd like to add that Brian does the old-timey speech in the bedroom as well.
In the boudoir.
I hope you're ready to come, Jillian, because I am. And that's it.
Cox train is arriving 3 minutes early, as you expected.
It's just in. There's no condom.
And I'm pulling out. All right, so let's get to the news.
All right, so does everyone remember our favorite sorority girl?
The one that you were quietly obsessed with for... Not quietly. Wildly obsessed with for many months?
Yes, Rebecca Martison.
The psycho sorority chick who wrote the crazy note.
Psycho or brilliant?
Brilliant?
Former member of Delta Gamma.
Mike, you were on that episode.
I was. I remember that.
That was all the way back in May. Holy shit, that's a long time.
Well, that lively bard of the internet age who gained fame and widespread acclaim for her way with an anatomical rhyme such as cunt punt.
Beautiful.
He's like, I love that.
She's now writing a book.
Finally. A children's book, because that she really got a feel for it.
It's a pop-up.
Because when you think of cunt punt, you see cartoon pictures.
Oh, yeah. A little pop-up book.
The cunt pops up, and you punch it. Or if you find where you start practicing on it.
Right, right. Practice makes perfect.
Well,
like an ice cream cone.
Well, this is on the tail end of such popular books such as I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell.
Reddit.
Betches Love This.
Didn't Betches.
Betches.
That's like the Euro
Betches.
Version of
Betches.
It.
No, you got to read that in the proper... Betches Love
Betches.
This.
Betches. Betches.
Betches. Betches Love It?
Betches.
Betches. Betches.
All right. This is the popular genre of fiction or nonfiction, whatever you want to call it, because I don't believe half the shit's true, but okay. So she's having Bird LaVille shop around this book. And
Bird LaVille sounds like he has his own show on fucking Cartoon Network.
It's actually a typical lit agent name. They're all named things like that.
I thought Bird LaVille was going to be like some fashion icon.
No. Lit agent. That's like fifth.
Well, what's the book about?
The book will be about, you know, her life, her advice, you know, her experiences.
Yeah, that's what we need.
What is she, like 18 years old?
A book about a 22-year-old's life.
It will be...
life experience.
It's supposedly being co-written with a website that I've recently discovered from reading its book called White Girl Problems.
Ooh. Well, after high school, things got real problems. Really sticky.
Okay, yeah. Hang on one second. Can you sum this up for me in about 2-3 sentences? Because I don't know the original story.
Oh, well, the original story.
Jillian can do this, yes.
I was in a sorority, so I can do this. There's a thing called Greek Week. Every sorority is matched up with a fraternity. You're a team. You not only do athletic events together, but you also party together. The point is you want this fraternity to like you. You want them to continue to do more mixers with you and tell all the other fraternities how awesome these girls are. Now, this girl had a problem. She was either the president or the social chair because girls in her sorority were at the fraternity parties being awkward, like not talking to the fraternity brothers, just talking to each other and then talking about what other fraternities they were going to after that. Basically, being fucking retards, in her words.
You asked for this, by the way.
I have to know because I have to know what I'm about and I can possibly attack.
I didn't want to know.
If you want the full result, there's a great what's his name, Michael Shannon?
Yeah, the
all right, I could sum this up way quicker. Sorority didn't flirt with fraternity properly. Head of sorority got pissed off, wrote a note. Note went viral, involved terms like "I'm going to cunt punt you bitches for not flirting enough." And the internet had a field day.
So
Michael Shannon did a live reading of it.
And it's
great.
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It was brilliant.
So it's basically a head of a sorority.
Lost her shit.
Got angry at her, the rest of her sorority for not living up to expectations.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay, I wasn't getting to email. Sorry.
Now she's writing a book. And I'm curious of what this vapid 20-year-old has to say about anything.
Oh, you want me to go to that part? I was going to skip that. I thought that was rather vapid. Okay, let me skip
ahead
to that.
I was going to think that she's an excellent motivational speaker, I would assume. I mean,
Either
you loved what she had to say or you despised it. One way or another, you're charged. Like, you are into this.
I was motivated.
Exactly. I personally don't want to get cunt punted. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that threat alone could get you socially active and out there. All we're really talking about is just going out, essentially having some drinks, hanging out, things that you're going to normally do anyway.
Yeah. Her book should just be an extension of her speech.
Right.
Like, yes. It should just be that note times 10.
So
every sorority woman I talk to about this said she needs to publish a goddamn book.
So what you're saying is it should be a pamphlet and not a book. So it should be like the Communist Manifesto.
Exactly. Novella. No, it should be a novella. A novella. Like 130 pages.
She's this generation's Karl Marx.
What about like a guide? A guide to like a proper sorority girl's social life. You get a high school girl.
It's
like
one word. It just says bang.
Bang.
Well, because that's already been written by like a whole bunch of white guys.
Dick in your pussy.
Bang and drink.
Ideally, you want consensual, but you take what you
It's college.
It's a sorority girl's life. Yeah?
I swear to God, if you say to me, "Oh my God, Becca, but we have so much fun talking to each other," go ahead and punch yourselves in the face so that I don't have to go on campus and find you. Do it myself.
Yeah, this fucking girl,
she has memorized.
She was ruthless, man. She was awesome. And then, like, her fucking snitch-ass sorority sisters just blew her up, man.
Blew her up, and she got kicked out of her sorority. Like, nationally. She's no longer a Delta Gamma.
She's the most
famous. What you talking about, vile woman?
Bullshit. I want to hire this girl to be my personal assistant.
So what's the book she's writing?
I just told you.
What was it? I missed
Confessions of a Teenage Cunt.
Basically, it's about me or her. Not me.
It's about
Jill's definitely
Greg.
Projecting. Yeah.
It's about drinking, partying, hooking up with guys, smacking bitches in the face, going shopping.
You know.
Cunt bunting bitches.
Daily shit, right?
It's a real page turn.
Life.
Check it out.
Something that every sorority girl should absolutely read.
And I won't be reading.
Shut up, you're a friend. Don't be judgmental. You can pick it up. Don't judge me.
Hey, you know my opinion is that I agree with every word she said. Being president of a sorority or a fraternity is a lot of... It's bullshit. It's amazing to think about the motivation you have to put out there to get people to come and party.
I
Andrew WK was fooling people for years. It's not that easy.
It's like I need you to not go to the bar for 2 hours. Just hang out the fucking house and talk to these damn bitches. That's all I need you to do. Yeah. And then you can go about your business. God damn it, Brandon.
You can pick that book up wherever Scholastic books are sold.
I mean, we had people paying to get into the parties, and then some people wouldn't be coming down. Yeah, I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like a problem that you would ever have. But for some reason, people, you know, for whatever.
Goddamn.
All right, so what's the next story?
Next story.
Ooh, sorry about that.
All right, guys.
In bro news.
Bro news, nice.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, you have something?
I do.
In bro news.
I just continue.
I'll wait. Do you want Feinberg and us to talk about Greek life more?
I was going to make a comment on how easy it is to get a party going.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's get a party going.
But I don't have it, so continue.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist. It's harder than you think.
It's not hard.
Table flip! Let's do this shit!
Let's burn this motherfucker down.
It's time to party!
See, it's simple.
No. Congratulations, you just started a sausage fest. See, you fucked up.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
That was a sausage fest.
That's my only point.
By the way, I just want to point out that I listened to that album the other day on my way to work at 6:15 in the morning.
And it got you pumped.
Windows down, blasted. Yes.
It got you pumped. To work.
I got in there, I was like, yeah, I'm still going to go scan shit.
Okay.
Rock it out.
In case they are listening, every cute girl who shops at Kate Spade or Henry Bendel, tell me who performed that song they just played, and I'll prove what a sausage fest you just created.
It does not matter. It got the party going, right?
Look, yeah, man, with a bunch of dudes.
I got goals I got to reach right now. I got to get some females around me.
Yo, who wants to do some blow? Like, right now.
Yeah, play Kesha. This place is about to blow. Well, that will do it.
What's Kate Spader?
Kate Spade. Okay. Designer.
Kate Spader is James Spader's sister.
Yeah.
No,
I assumed that there was something to do
with it. She's on that new show.
Yeah. Like a lot of mediocrity.
Have you ever seen Lesson Zero?
Kate Spade is actually married to David Spade, comedian and actor's brother.
Wait, Kate Spade, does she have a lot of sorry, glasses?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, she started handbags and started doing other accessories, and now it's a thing.
Right, we're getting into some dark shit.
Let's do the next story.
All right, so
this is the darkest man in the room saying.
Back to
Lou's definitely part black at this point. He just said,
"I am so happy to have a black friend right now."
Hey, Pete, what's that supposed to mean?
You're white, baby.
J date.
You're whiter than I am, Jill.
You can all fuck yourselves. All right, so in bro news. New nail salon for men is the manliest place on earth.
Bullshit.
I doubt it.
Notice how I read it. Well, look at the picture. Doesn't it say manly to you or S&M or something?
Where do you get the happy endings?
Wow. They really tried hard.
I mean, if we're going to make this a real male place, I mean,
I'll get to the description.
You work on hands and toes.
You get a mani, pedi, rub, and tug.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to get the mani and pedi, I'm going to definitely need that rub and tug.
Like, okay, again, you're making fun of it, but there's hammers on the wall. Phallic symbol all over.
That is so forced.
Let me describe it.
All that's missing is somebody, like, when you walk in, it's like, welcome to the, like, man check.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have beautiful leather chairs, very dark room with hammers nicely framed on the wall.
Okay.
It looks like I put up my cigar here.
I don't like looking at hammers. As a man,
I mean, I'm gonna get to that.
Can you go into the description? I know what they're doing.
This mani pedi place is brought to you by The Wall.
Okay. As everyone who's ever seen a television.
I finally got that.
Can I
start?
Yes,
please. Right.
Yeah.
As everyone who's ever seen a television commercial knows, one does not simply use a gendered product that's been assigned to the other gender. One must wait until a marketing team devises a gender appropriate version and then rush out and throw money at it.
I've been really waiting for that man tampon for a long time.
The man-pon.
The man-pon.
This is why we have steakhouses for women and why we have Brogert.
Wait, why aren't there steakhouses?
Those are things?
Brogert is a real thing.
Steakhouse for women?
No. First of all, steakhouses are multigender because of the fact that steak is fucking awesome.
Exactly. Steak is awesome.
Agreed.
Fix your limp microphone.
Push it back. Push it back and it won't go limp.
Look, man, your soft ass voice is putting to sleep.
I'll hang on to it.
Are you ready to rock,
Danny? I'm super intense.
Danny, you should be used to this. Grip it at the base, okay?
Danny, you look like you're ready to rock right now.
Just hold on.
Next week, like next time I come here, I want you to have like an artificial set of balls right
now. Two nuts.
Mike nuts. Mike nuts.
With real hair. Now.
No, I want you to let it go limp, and then every time you want to talk, grab it like you're a fucking 80s rocker.
But what I was going to say was, okay, first of all, dark hammers. They're trying to make it seem more masculine. It's like, why? It's dumb.
It's stupid. This is the stupidest
thing. But go on to your comments about steakhouses and Brogert.
But they're giving you all the things that are associated with men so you don't realize that it is a nail salon. Okay. It's like, it's just...
And the other thing,
isn't filled with excuses.
It is excuses.
Just to go into what she's saying too, Brogert is the least manly thing I've ever heard.
It's a thing.
What is it?
You can't just put the word bro on things.
What is a female steakhouse? What is Broger?
I'm sorry.
I have no idea what either one of these are.
Feinberg,
I
don't have an iPad, so I can't click on it. If you go on Gawker.com, which gives me these stories, they will tell you.
But it's called Mignon's.
These are things. Trust me, the female steakhouse probably is, you know, pastel-y or light colors, white wood.
With
birch,
a vegetarian option.
With lots of white wine and shrimp and lobster options and some side of filet mignon. It's also got gluten-free options and, you know, you're under 300 calorie menu.
There'll be one steak on the menu and salmon the rest of the way.
Yeah.
That's
a light salad.
That's bullshit, though. Like, my fiance, like, her favorite meal is steak. And I'm like, I'm impartial to steak. But, like, you shouldn't have female steakhouses. There's no reason to sit there and split up the gender. What are you not yet?
You know, a female steak is a salad. Just saying, female steakhouses are stupid.
That's called a really first date dinner.
It's just, you know, it's just a steakhouse. That's it.
It's a first
steakhouse
date
is a steakhouse.
Just a steakhouse.
Yogurt shop to yogurt shop. You don't have to throw the word bro in
everything. No. Broger, like, I mean, like Greek yogurt. You know, all that shit.
I don't care. It's Broger. Fuck you.
It's not
a dumb name.
It's awful.
Is it a
anyway,
dessert?
Okay.
What makes this place...
Okay, so basically this place is a nail salon for men's where they put the man in manicure. Yes, I know you're waiting for that.
I'm mad at you for that sentence.
Is it
it's
still
not
being run
me,
by Asian
it's
women?
It's on their fucking website, I
oh,
swear
yeah.
to God.
Yeah, okay, then we're good. As long as the Asian women are
the
in there,
Korean
the Korean-run
men's shop.
This is from their website. Imagine a haven where a man's most difficult decisions hinge on whether on which channel to watch, what beverage to sip. The vibe is luxurious. One compromise of soft leather, dark wood, and steel. Because apparently this is what you guys are into,
oh, fuck
by
this
the way.
Story. Fuck this story. This is stupid.
They're selling dumb stereotypes.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the women to get involved.
You
really want to sell something to men. Let's get some...
Yeah, man.
Get involved.
The first thing I want to have when I walk into the man, like... shop over there.
Blowjob?
Well, no. I walk in, it's like, girls. Like,
yeah.
How about an attractive woman greeting me wearing something very short and very low?
This place plays into the basest stereotypes. It's like, come in, get your mani-pedi, but we give you a cigar, a scotch, and the waitresses are in short skirts, and we put ESPN on.
Can I ask you this question? What would be
worse?
The man salon shop or the extreme salon shop? Like,
oh, I want both combined. I want like loaded nachos at my table when I get there.
Well, I'll say this. They did make one good point. The CEO who started it, he would go get mani-pedis, and he'd have to deal with the pastel... Yes, it's start by dude. Do you think girls would start with this bullshit?
If
we don't care.
Made it, instead of those stupid hammers, it'd be like a Spaceballs poster.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Lou!
No, because we're talking about a stereotypical guy who started it, who's just like... Yeah.
A bro.
Yeah.
We're saying...
This is a bro who went to get mani-pedis. Remember who I'm talking about.
So
he
this is
know
run by Barney Stinson?
Yes.
It should be like a bootleg football player throwing a touchdown pass.
What's the guy's name from American Psycho?
Wait, what's that?
What's the guy's name from American Psycho?
Patrick Bateman.
Didn't he get manis and patties?
Yes,
but he also murdered women with chainsaws, so he's not a role model.
Try getting a reservation at Dorsier now, you son of a bitch.
Big fan of Huey
He also
Lewis
had a gay
news,
encounter
too.
In that movie, so boom.
Well, he wasn't into it.
Did you read the book? Book's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I read the book. I have it upstairs. Notes, meticulous notes.
Well, you know about what? I have to finish reading that because I keep getting to the same point and then having to return it to the library.
I'll let you borrow my copy. I think I have it.
Why do you start it from the beginning?
Because I didn't start. Because I had it one time, read it for 3 weeks, and then kind of got lost in it. Then I returned it, brought it back, read 20 more pages, and then returned it because I kept getting Deadpool comics at the same time.
Deadpool's
my man right there.
That'll do it.
I'm sorry, go on.
Mm-hmm. So the point is, the guy made a good point. He went to the normal nail salons. Not only did he deal with, like, pastel walls and TV screens showing, like, blooming flowers and bubbling brooks. He had
trying
to, deal with, like,
to interject a little man here.
Boring.
He had to deal with bitches gossiping. He had to listen to me talk about Becca and her newest book, What's Going On at the Delta Gamma House.
What's going on the Housewives of whatever the fuck?
Stop watching that shit. Good. Except Atlanta. That shit's awesome.
Because
anyway.
They're black?
Yes.
Racist.
Entertaining.
But basically, like you point out, Danny, is that upon review of the montage of the gallery, is that basically it's like there was a group of people and they said, quick, five things. What do you guys like? And they
hammers.
Said, tools, sports, cars, fine leather goods. That's it. We're good.
Pussy.
Yeah. I was about to say, how are women not involved in any of that top five?
You know what this kind of sounds like? It sounds like a joke from How I Met Your Mother. Like, like from Neil yeah. Patrick Harris's character.
It's like Barney Stinson would have a storyline where he opened the man a cure place.
Yeah. It just sounds like a joke.
It does.
It's... Oh, there's probably a pop copy of the bro code in the bathroom. There used to be one in ours. Where's our bro code?
It's in my bookshelf.
Yeah, we got a copy of the
Jillian, tell us the next story, because this one's aggravating
one
me.
One more note.
Here's the next one.
They have a commercial for this place, too. Did you know?
No, I don't.
It goes here like it comes.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up. Let's pause for a second.
That might be your thing.
Is it?
There we go.
Shh. Nice.
Nobody noticed that.
Right, you gotta cup the wire every once in a while.
I know, I gotta follow Dan's though.
Yeah. Balls and wire. Right.
I think I was so excited by the song.
Experienced person here.
What do we got?
My last story of the evening.
Your last story, let's do it.
Okay.
Entitled, Guy Offers to Let Girl Keep His Stolen Phone in Exchange for Date, or as I like to call it, Keep the Phone, Show Me Your Tits.
Ooh. Wait, so he... Gives her
Let her read the story. Do you remember what happened to me last week when my phone got fucking stolen? You bitch, you know who you are. I'm going to come to get you. I know who to.
Cunt puncher.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to cunt punt that bitch. Anyway, he had his cell phone stolen and she has it. All right, so let me read the story. Tale as old as time.
Finger banging, Mike.
That's like swimming almost.
God damn it!
All right, Mike. Clearly, you don't get down there all that often.
I mean, if I stick my whole arm in, he just like closed, a whole arm going.
Yeah. Mike just likes not... to close his eyes and stick it in. He's like, yeah, this is the best.
I'm gonna shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast.
I ain't going into the ass. That's just not sanitary.
Okay, so I'm calling this. From when we first met, when I found out that you didn't go down there, and now suddenly you're all about it. About 5 years from now, you're going to be asking me about anal sex. Not me to do
it's
it.
It's a slippery
but, like,
slope.
It's, you're going to do it.
Look, Mike, five, 6 years Mike from started now, off with anal sex, and he worked with
it. Yeah, I was a little curious. I mean, okay.
I'll explain it to you later.
All right, so what's this bitch about?
Okay. So, tale as old as time. Boy has smartphone stolen from his pants. Boy finds out thief never disabled the function that automatically sends all the photos taken with the smartphone to a shared Dropbox folder. Boy discovers phone is now owned by a young Moroccan woman. Boy offers to let young Moroccan woman keep stolen phone and agrees to go and date with him.
Is she sexy?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That really shouldn't matter.
Was it? No harm, no foul. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Take that one.
Did she agree to said date?
This is an unflattering picture. This
now you're all look. That's the best picture of her.
No, she can get it.
No,
I think Lou had the best reaction.
Nah, she stole my phone.
I think Feinberg just wants someone to experiment on.
She's smoking a like. She's like.
I never discriminated.
Oh, you.
Not about to start now.
This is great audio where all you hear is broken
glass.
That's it.
That audio. We were listening for that great audio. That was it. That sounded like authentic glass breaking.
Can we pause that?
Yeah, I will pause this.
I'll show a picture.
Now we're good. Muzzle tough, everybody.
As I was saying.
And we're back.
We got some great audio, though, I gotta say. We got a perfect sound of a glass breaking right there. Shattering.
He was really upset about that glass. Fuck that glass.
It was a little too close into my wild, like, super evocative gestures.
You can't
continue. So is my solo cup full of wine now.
K of oopsie daisies.
Well, that's right. Now the whole room smells like Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the beer and man sweat that was in here before.
I think we should just name this episode Technical Difficulties.
All right, Jillian. So what's the end of this Moroccan
fish
bit?
Tacos and technical difficulties.
Did someone draw a mustache on her picture?
So still technical difficulties.
Oh. See, she has like the Pepe Le Pew French mustache, and here she's got Hitler.
That's great for audio.
Nice.
I'm going to tweet it later.
All right, so what's her
name?
So we're in the wrong parts of her.
As I was saying, so it's not the most controversial love story. But if it works, it works out. So Nicholas Knecht.
Knecht.
He's Swiss. He's a 24-year-old Swiss college student. He had his phone swiped while he was sleeping on the train. You don't fall asleep on trains. Anyway, sometime later after
you
he began...
You don't tell me what to do.
After seeing photos of an unknown lady start to regularly appear in his Dropbox, Knecht had something even more dear from him stolen. His heart.
Aww.
What a bitch.
He claims that he and his friend created a Facebook page in hopes of tracking down the mystery girl. So far, no luck. He's offered to like not press charges or whatever if he gives her a date. Chances are she just bought the phone from someone. But anyway, he kind of hopes that it works out. He wants to find her. He'd like to take her on a date. And if not, you know, he'd just like to know about her life in Morocco.
This guy sounds sad.
He sounds like a potential rapist to me.
Okay, so wait. The guy stole the phone from somebody.
Some guy stole his phone, and now this Moroccan girl has it.
Well, it could have been her.
It could have been her, like that bitch at Equinox who stole my phone. God damn you, you cunt. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you.
It was stolen at a gym?
It was stolen at my Equinox.
Motherfuck.
Yeah, it happened to you too, right? They went into your locker.
They took my wallet.
Yeah, they went into his locker and stole his shit. I stupidly left mine on a bench.
Oh.
What's Equinox?
Gym. It's a really fancy gym.
It's a place where people go to
lift things up and put things down.
Yes. I'm trying to put it in terms that Danny would understand.
Well, because you see, there's a whole bunch of that kind of equipment in my basement.
That you clearly don't use.
Bitch.
Look at those.
Check out the guns.
Check out those 5-inch pythons, baby.
Whoever stole Pete's wallet has like the crustiest, dustiest wallet of all time.
They do.
There was hard candy in
Enjoy
there.
The cobwebs, bat, motherfucker.
Bats flew out of that shot.
Enjoy my pet moth.
Like, bats are bigger than the wallet itself.
Little did you know that wallet carries a curse of it. He who possesses it will have no financial gain whatsoever.
Freedom! I'm finally free!
So that's it for the news.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let's do Little Stupid People.
Stupid People.
All right, so what do we want to start with?
The stupid people.
Psychics? Drunks? Or sexual deviants.
Soothsayers.
Well, we're all drunks here.
Oh, wait. Start with drunks. Drunks. Because they're less stupid.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Right. Cheers it around. Chili, now cheers your cup, but Pete broke his shit.
My solo cup full of wine.
I threw it on the ground. All right. This is not a big news story. This is just a man who is delightfully drunk enough. Iowa City, Iowa. His name is Deeren.
Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
New York City.
You'll never guess what state, right?
Idaho.
With a guy whose name is kind of impronounceable, Dearon. Deeron.
Deeron. Sure. Deeron. Yeah.
No, it's Deron.
Deron.
Oh, God damn.
Exactly. He's black.
M. Hearn.
There's an apostrophe that we didn't know about.
He was allegedly. Aaron. All right. He's a 22-year-old dude. He was found allegedly passed out on a park bench on Saturday morning. Police came up to him. They said he smelled strongly of alcohol. Watery eyes, bloodshot, slurred speech, poor balance, the whole thing. He tried to bribe them, right?
With sex?
No, just cash. Just cash. Oh,
okay.
We're like, what, seven, $8? Like, what?
Yeah, it's the first time somebody's got money is clearly he's passed out.
He tried to throw him a few bucks, right?
Literally a few bucks.
I want you to keep in mind.
Yeah.
I want you to keep in mind, too, this story happens directly on the tail of Apple introducing the new iPad Air. So we're used to very thin devices nowadays, you know.
There's an iPad Air?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
Okay, moving on.
But the funny part is the cops decided to offer him a bit of a respite and be like, you know what? Call your friends. Get a ride home. This guy was so drunk that he couldn't even pull out his phone. Instead, he pulled out a $20 bill and insisted on talking into it as if it was his cell phone.
Wow.
For a few minutes. At that point, they had to breathalyze him 0.178.
That's impressive.
Which equates to what?
Drunker than we are right now.
Collectively, I would say.
Collectively, yeah. Probably.
That's impressive.
If 0.08 is past the legal limit, this guy's
He was drinking malt liquor, obviously.
Yes.
I think 0.08 is, what, like 2-3 beers?
Yeah, 0.08 is pretty low, I would think.
Yeah.
I could get to 178 pretty quick, I feel. But I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not talking into any dollar bill.
I'm saying like, that's probably the equation of like six shots. And they found him passed out, right?
Passed out
so
on the park
bench.
So he
had enough time to kind of, you know, let it out of his system. So he's probably like way fucked
But have up. You ever been drunk enough to reach in your pocket? Hold on, officer. I've got to make a phone call right now. Pull out a $20 bill. Stick it to the side of your face. Hello?
Maybe he was making a statement.
No. Hello?
No, yeah. I was drunk enough to step on broken glass.
I am only willing to spend this amount of money on my phone from now on.
I just need about $20 worth of good advice right now.
Asifah?
I mean,
I couldn't even do this if I was sober.
Maybe it was a social commentary, like phones are a waste of money.
Yeah.
It's a protest.
But if he was really that confused and he pulls out this $20 bill, did he not try to dial anybody?
Speed dial.
Wait, no.
Speed dial, of course.
Call cops.
It's like that news anchor who picked up the thing of paper, the big...
Oh, the guy who took the ream of paper instead of an iPad?
Yes.
Even though it's clearly 3 pounds more?
Yeah, can I get it right out of here? Thank you.
So wait, so is that the end of the story? What ended up happening?
That's it, man.
Did they arrest him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they arrested him.
Public intoxication?
Uber arrested him.
Wait, I have one more.
He was doing just fine sleeping there. They had to wake him up and disturb that nice sleep.
Taken into custody. I got it right here.
The cops caused the disturbance, as far as I can tell, in that
story. I know, poor
guy. As usual.
Ready to see my dick.
This guy was fine on a bench having a conversation with Ben Franklin.
Or is it Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson? He had larger bills.
Was he asleep at the time?
Yes, he was.
He was asleep at the time.
Passed out on a bench.
The only reason that they would come and wake him up is if he was having a wet dream and he was really bothering people.
That is a possibility.
Yes.
That is.
Looks to be, sir, you're creaming your pants.
No, stop.
You're gyrating on that bench. Please stop.
Perhaps you should take that to your domicile.
I swear, officer, I'm only drunk. Let me make a phone call real quick.
Mr. Jackson? President Jackson? Sorry, you're not Mr. President Jackson? Can you come with me?
Fuck you. Put Taft on the phone.
Ben Franklin was a better president.
Wait. Where's my homeboy, Abe?
Emancipation Proclamation, bitch!
I need you to free me from these pigs.
They felt bad about putting them on the penny, so they put them on a different bill.
It was a $5 bill. They did, right?
You're just stating historical facts now. All right, so what do you guys want next? Sexual deviance or psychics?
Sexual deviance.
Sexual deviance.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this headline will explain the entire story to you.
Will explode my mind?
Oh, I'm waiting.
University of Iowa teaching assistant accidentally emails nude pics to entire class.
God damn, it's like my worst nightmare.
Is this heaven?
I'm intrigued. Please, go on.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
You'll never guess where. Iowa City, Iowa. It's been a busy week.
That two stories from that
sounds
place?
Like we need to take a trip out there. There's
Iowa
a lot
City's going on the map, everyone.
I would like to go
just
to
don't pass out on a bench.
I would like to go to Idaho City, Idaho.
Wait, no.
I hear that's even better.
Boston, Texas. Austin, Massachusetts.
I'd like to go to London City, London.
No, please tell me this isn't the same person from the first story.
No, this is who that guy was trying to call.
The Aryan.
Hey, slut. Hey, slut.
Well, the story is pretty basic, but she, of course, was a teacher's assistant at the college, tried to send out an email that the subject line read, "Hi, class, I attached the solutions for number 76 and 78 in this email." Trying to help him out with a little pretest. Ended up sending quite a few sexual images from a video chat that was, quote, cyber-sexing.
Well, I mean, obviously, that could be a mistake.
Yeah. It's kind of screwed up her whole life, though.
The whole life?
Oh,
why?
Wrecked her job, you know.
Write a book about it.
Why?
She should.
Just run for mayor of New York City, Anthony Weir. He knows how to deal with this.
No, but let's talk.
We've been down this path a couple of times.
Bitches back in the scene.
I
know how to do it.
He's just like, I'm running on the bitches be crazy bandwagon. Right?
No, the bandwagon is dicks make you do crazy thing. Like, my cock tells me to do shit. Listen to it, guys. You understand?
It takes pictures of itself and posts them.
To be fair.
This is a woman here we're talking about.
To be fair, Jillian, the dicks make you do crazy things sounds like Ellie's bitch is crazy gay.
Listen.
My dick tells me to do crazy things.
Addressing what Pete just brought up, guys have dicks, girls have clitorises. I think they make us do crazy things too.
Yeah, but yours is smaller, harder to find, and Mike's never seen
boys
one.
Boys have penises, girls have vaginas.
Not up close.
It's a lot easier to take a picture of your penis than it is to take a picture of the clitoris, because you gotta have to like, work for it.
Yeah.
You also have
this
special
mirrors.
Equipment, and you gotta like stick it in there, and yeah. You gotta go to be your OBGYN for that shit. But tell us what the consequences, and tell us a little bit more about these pictures.
All right, well, the pictures, they don't really go into the specifics of, but...
Well, fuck them.
Here's
imagine
the biggest
it.
Consequence. The consequence that, according to this story, they were most concerned about was students tweeting out the content
of course.
This email. Of which, of course, happened.
Best class ever! Hashtag! Best class ever! Hashtag!
Let's see.
Teacher's assistant.
Here's some tweets.
Best.
Here's some tweets.
Teacher's
not any of them clever. Breaking news, an Iowa TA accidentally emailed naked pictures of herself to 80-plus students instead of the study guide. No nice. Joke. What's wrong with you? Another one. A math TA here accidentally emailed naked pics of herself to her students instead of the study guide. That's the same shit, you idiot.
Hashtag teacher's pet. Wait. God damn it.
Okay.
It's so obvious.
We're getting to the hashtags. Shh.
I called it.
Another one. Class with the most famous TA in University of Iowa history starts in an hour and a half. Wish me luck. Should I ask for an autograph?
That's a BS tweet because there is no famous TA in friggin' Iowa.
There's nothing famous in Iowa.
No.
I'm sorry. Slipknot. That's about it.
I think actually.
And even they mock it.
Field of Dreams?
Was that Iowa?
Yes.
I think.
And that movie...
Who was leading that movie?
Boring.
Kim Carson?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Bro, Kevin Waterworld Costner. Was a fucking masterpiece, all right?
Land is
the
mid.
Postman?
You just said a sentence that's never been uttered before.
The Waterworld.
Waterworld masterpiece. Nobody ever said that.
I mean, it is.
Masterpiece of shit, some people probably said.
Unless we're talking about hell and Satan going, yes. My vision
yes, waste your money.
After Brian said that, Satan was like, "Whoa, it's cold down here."
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Someone give me that parka.
Give me a parka.
So, my Uggs.
I just got to ask. We're talking about Iowa. We're talking about what they're considering to be not
racy.
Racy pictures.
Naughty.
Who knows? We could be talking about her with like a Jesus statue behind her, and she's giving like a thumbs up, and that's considered like a racy picture.
She got maybe
right here.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. Like she showed like her thigh.
Showed some ankle.
Dude, right. She showed an ankle. Yeah.
If you're in Iowa, you have nothing to do but bang each other. Yeah. I bet you it's foul.
Bang.
You know
bang,
what? No.
Bangity bang.
That's true. Former sister-in-law, whatever. They all said the same thing out in Indiana. There's only two things to do out there is
I bet
have
you
babies and fucking and essentially just, bro, you know,
she sent
deal
a
with
DVD,
it, having kids.
She sent like a DVDA picture right up there, man. I bet you.
Who knows, man?
My cousin lives in Iowa, and she's about five babies deep, and she's about 5 years younger than me.
Yep, that's it.
All right, what else do we got?
All right, last stupid person, and I'm glad you guys picked the other ones because this is my favorite.
Soothsayer.
Yeah, you know how I feel about people who claim to be psychic. And,
yes, I
and
totally
do. Torchberg.
I
the
totally
see the
yeah, they're totally true.
Yeah. So,
every bit of it.
Of course, every word of it.
Thinner.
Yeah.
They're not lying at all.
Of course.
All right, so we got a bus driver. We got a bus driver in...
Detroit.
Somewhere.
Ralph Crampton.
I don't feel like looking for it. This guy was driving along his route, saw a couple kids on site, you know, his normal stops, had a sudden thought, bad feeling about these kids, left them at the bus stop, kept driving.
Nice.
When confronted by his bosses later on that day, he said, "I had a bad premonition. I wasn't about to pick them up," which of course caused an uproar of the parents getting upset. Because you inconvenience them that now they have to drive all the way to the school. I think I'm on the side of the parents, though, because fuck your psychic visions, they're stupid.
Your psychic, what, like they're 12-year-olds? Like,
he had a bad feeling.
You're supposed to pick him up and take him to school. That's why we leave him there.
About a group of grade school children that he left them at the bus stop.
Wait. That's it?
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say, "I have a bad feeling about these kids. Let me turn the wheel."
Oh.
That's what I was waiting for.
No, I was waiting for...
Doof, 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 doof.
No. I was waiting for...
Who are those people?
I was waiting for... And the bad permission turns out to be, later on, those kids were all found murdered. He misinterpreted...
I had a bad feeling about those kids, so I raped them.
Danger zone!
Thank you, Archer, again. You know what? Like, every person who walks into the store that I work at, I'm like, I don't trust you.
Nor should I.
You should take a page out of this bus driver's book and you should hit him with a lead pipe or something.
What you gotta remember is that the bullying stops when they get on the bus. So essentially, he's just saving everybody on the bus from, you know, potential bullies or whatever the danger that these kids posed. He knew it. He saw it. He avoided it. The bullying stops there. This guy is saving the youth of America.
For 24 hours, the bullying stops.
I am struggling to come up with a counter argument to that.
I just said bullshit.
I think we just hit the, you know, right on the head right there. That was the hammer going down, by the way.
There'll be no more bullying in schools if we don't allow children in schools.
Brilliant.
Or on the bus. Remember, some of the best bullying videos we see are these kids getting their asses kicked on the bus and the bus driver literally just doing nothing to stop it.
Mommy
because he
and
can't
daddy
get involved.
Drive us all to school.
So what you're saying is that after the bus passed, the people at the bus stop didn't sit there and say, "This is all your fault," and punch the random kid.
What I'm saying here is that we've stumbled across the best loophole ever. If this guy gets off and keeps his job, then from now on, whenever you are confronted at your job with any problem, just go, "Psychic premonition."
had a bad feeling.
Yeah. Jillian, did you file those travel and expenses that I need you to file?
Nope.
Yeah.
I had a bad feeling about that.
There's
ma'am.
Demons in them files.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that this is the basis of Psych, the TV show.
Yeah. Ask me to do something right now. It's brilliant. It works perfectly.
You know, I work at a law firm. We foreclose on people every day.
Can't
so,
do
you
it.
You know what? I had a good feeling about these people. We're not going to foreclose anymore. I had a horrible feeling about this one. Yo, they're done. Get
Yo.
Them out. <There's> they're not living there anymore.
Demons Roll in out. There. Demons. Bad premonitions, man.
You got to run a tax search on them, too, then.
But there are people rushing out to defend this guy. These psychic idiots are clamoring to help him. Here's one quote. Speaking from personal experience, I know that when I get that weird, edgy feeling, I normally listen to it because it means something is going to happen, whether good or bad. Is that the vaguest fucking bullshit you ever heard?
When I get that edgy feeling, I know I'm awake.
Oh, I got that edgy feeling. I got
to
masturbate.
I just
reach
for
right
a...
Out.
I just reach for a...
Like every hour.
That's my answer to everything.
When I get that edgy feeling, I just reach for a cool Marlboro Red.
And yeah.
I'm in flavor country.
Cowboys.
All right. Well, that's it for stupid people. Let's.
That's not it for stupid people. Mm-hmm. There's so many more.
To be continued next week.
For tonight.
Right now, somewhere on some other side of the world.
Wait, can I actually throw out a stupid person out there? I'm
yeah.
not sure this
oh,
person's
go for
name.
It.
Impromptu news dummy.
I heard it this morning. It was a news story. Me and you spoke briefly about this before. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which university is, but it's in Colorado, which I always assumed to be a very
university
liberal state.
University of Denver.
The one about the costumes? Did you
I'm
hear about that?
I'm just guessing it's University of Denver.
I think it was the University of Denver, to be honest. But it was in Colorado. President of the school is trying to ban certain costumes for Halloween, saying that they are ethnically or racially charged.
Which ones?
Mexicans.
It's a very broad scope. I mean, they just
the
showed a couple.
The obvious ones.
Fu Manchus.
No, the Indian. Stuff like that.
You know what?
And the
cowboys. They put cowboys out there, too. They say cowboys, Indians...
Borrachos.
I mean,
the state of Texas in their arms.
Yeah, I mean, they had, you know, like a really sexy-looking Pocahontas out there. But, I mean, let's just talk about stupidity.
Well, it's like
you're
that,
dressing up. You're pretending to be
They went to the
something.
1960s fucking costume store.
But you're also
with
pretending
Indians
to be an idealized version of what you're trying to
But
be.
At the same time, what you really are looking at, especially when women dress in this stuff, it's like, oh, you're dressed as a whore of a variety of natures.
Nice.
It's not necessarily...
I'm a naughty kitty. I'm a sexy nurse. I'm a slutty nun. For God's sakes, we've crossed the line. We hit slutty nun.
But
I like that, though.
But you're talking about all the ones that like the women can do as far as like the loose... Women ideal.
Loose.
Also, okay. Well, I can't think of a better.
No, that's I like it.
Yeah.
That's
why
can
I go as the Cleveland Indians logo?
But,
like, what the fuck?
Because that's
well,
that's the current problem is the fact that a lot of things like that are considered racist.
And also,
I'm
that,
a sexy Indian.
That comment is coming from the one man in this room who I've ever seen in blackface when he went as Lil Jon.
I heard about that.
You know what's funny about that?
In
Everyone
all
thought I was a black dude.
You know what's funny is that he was a Lil Jon, full blackface, but wearing, as I heard, because I didn't see it, I wasn't dating him at the time, I get a pass, he was wearing all white. That's incredibly brave to
yeah.
wear blackface and white. You might get
I had a little bit
that.
Of black.
I'm pretty sure Puff Daddy did that for a
and
long time.
If I'm correct.
Yeah, he didn't have paint all over
if
him.
If I remember correctly,
That's
too.
That's a joke, babe.
You got in a fight that night and stole someone's money.
I beat a white kid black.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
Well, that's offensive.
All right, what do you say we play a little game? What do you guys feel like? Do you want to play the hashtag game?
What's the hashtag?
Or do you want to play the I didn't do it game?
Hashtag.
I think hashtag seems to be the consensus here.
We want to hear the theme song.
Really?
Hashtag!
He does a great version of that
awesome.
Song.
That
it's so
excellent.
Entertaining.
Okay, I think that's like the sixth little transition that I've heard from you.
Yes.
You're 0 for 6.
Oh!
Ouch!
Hater Danny.
Judging Arthur.
How you say? Womp womp.
Aw.
Thank you.
Cuddle Bear, I like your transition.
No, yeah, Cuddle Bear.
High five.
All right.
Cuddles.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read the news stories out just to reiterate them. We're going to go around the table. You guys are going to give your best hashtags. I'm going to score you. Winner gets my undying admiration.
This will be my first time hashtagging a single thing in my life.
Beautiful.
I got to point that out. I've never hashtagged.
Give
never
this some.
I never tweeted.
Give him 10 man points.
All right.
Give this a some deep
whoa,
thought.
Whoa, you get man points?
Well, now I can get my nails done at that man salon, whatever we were talking about before.
And this also...
You get to look at the hammers and the leather all the time.
I want that hammer off the wall.
This only... Don't get ahead of yourself. This only cancels out your lack of close-up pussy experience.
Yes. That would give you 50 points.
I was already minus bro points for that, or man points, whatever it was.
You've evened out, man.
I get for the attempt? I mean, it was a total failure.
No, you almost got negative points for that.
Give them points for the attempt. Anyway, let's play the game. Here's the stories. We have Sorority Psycho is writing a book. We have the stolen cell phone for a date. We have the Super Macho Man Salon. We have the psychic bus driver who got fired. We have the drunk who tried to call for help with a $20 bill. And we have the teacher's assistant who emailed nude photos to students. I'm going to start on this end of the table, on my right, for a change. We're going to start with Jillian.
Which story?
We're going to start with Sorority Psycho, writes a book.
# Batch Book.
Batch Book. Brian, to you.
Jillian, this is for you. # Delta Phi Shitty Book.
Take it on the letter, so it works for me.
Delta Phi Shitty Book? That was it?
Delta Phi Epsilon is her fucking sorority.
God, he does know. Nice. Listen.
Yo, # getting shit done.
Getting shit done. You take the positive on everything. That's what I admire about you.
From the beginning of this story, I firmly sided with her the entire way. I'm sorry.
Greeks stick together.
I lived the experience.
Like the 300 did.
We understand.
Yeah.
Danny.
To the end.
Becca, well, you're my bitch. You're my bitch, Becca.
Danny, do you want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass.
You pass. Lou, do you? You got anything?
All right, so I'm going to go # green eggs and rum ham.
Does that green have eggs anything to do with the story?
Because it's going to be a children's
book. Just because it's shocking.
No, wait. I like to kill
it.
Pete, I have something.
Green
I can kill his.
Cunt punching.
I can kill it. I can kill his. Green eggs and kegs.
No.
You're not going to beat rum ham.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to give that to Lou.
Bullshit.
Rum ham.
Greeks call bullshit. Little bit goddamn of... independence.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next one. Brian, we're going to start with you this time. Stolen cell phone leads to attempted date.
# iPhone 5-finger discount.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that. Mike.
Ooh, come back to me on this one. I need a second.
Okay.
I can't pass that one. That's good.
You know what? You never want to follow the Beatles over here.
You guys are passing like crazy. Yes. Lou, you got one?
This was the which story?
Stolen cell phone.
He's like,
I'm gonna
hey, Jude.
# phone sex.
Boo.
Wah, wah.
I like it, Lou.
It makes sense.
Jillian?
I got nothing.
After the last one,
then we have a default winner. We have Brian.
# I actually
that's
gave kinda, her the phone on purpose.
That's
kind
of really taken away from the genius of the iPhone 5 finger discount. That's not bad.
iPhone finger discount's good.
I'm sorry, guys. Y'all fell behind.
We wanted to sit there and diminish your accomplishment.
Yeah.
Let's try the next one. Let's try Macho Man Salon. We're going to start with Mike.
# completely wasted of time. Or, I'm sorry, complete waste of time. Get some titties out there.
It's not funny, but I agree 100%.
Thank you.
Get some titties out there.
Danny?
Give me a second. Go around.
No.
I have nothing.
Cannot reproject anymore.
I'm waiting.
I didn't think of anything.
Lou, to you.
# bromosexual.
Bromosexual. Jillian?
I realized, did I ever tell you the name of the salon?
No, what is it?
God, I'm going to use my #
She's using an example, like some evidence that she left behind.
Unfair
here.
Advantage.
What is it?
I said # hammer and nail.
Is that the name
That's
of the place?
That's the
name of the place. I forgot.
Fuck this category.
It's called hammer and nail. What tools?
# what tools. There you go.
# how much for the happy ending.
Brian, to you.
# man hands.
Man hands.
Ooh.
Not bad. What was yours again, Lou?
Bromosexual.
And do either of you want to jump in at this point? Because I'm giving it to Lou for bromosexual.
Well, I started off, you claimed it wasn't funny, but it was, you know, appropriate. I think.
Yeah, but.
We're going for funny.
Rules of the game, man.
Rules are rules.
Rules of the game.
Never above the rules.
Okay.
Tools. I cracked myself up.
Danny, for this round, I'm going to bypass you.
Likely.
We're going to come back to you at the end.
You're a beginner.
You have time to think about this.
Okay.
I know you're new to this. So, Lou, to you. Psychic bus driver.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Previously on X-Men.
Yeah.
That's my hashtag.
Hashtag.
Leave this on. How long is this going to go? Nobody else?
Alright, hang on. Before
Blue wins!
Hold on. Before we continue, do me two favors. One, I want you to type in Power Glove X-Men.
I don't know.
Oh, I've heard that. It's beautiful.
And it's lovely.
What? Oh, shit!
Hashtag what?
We got a new... new competitor here.
Here comes a new challenger.
Woo! Our friend uses this for his wedding intro, like coming into the reception hall with his
classic.
Wife. Classic.
I am so
hashtag
lost.
If you hurt my friends and you hurt my pride, what's up?
It has nothing to do with anything.
What does that have to do with the psychic
Mike
bus
Miller
driver?
Is awesome.
The X-Men theme has to do with anything.
Because he's psychic. He's like Jean Grey.
Or Charles Xavier.
Right.
I'm immortal like the fucking Hulk Hogan. What?
Right.
All right. Let's keep going in order. That was Lou's overly drawn out but supremely excellent.
It gave
hashtag.
Us a musical number.
Gave us exclusive
hashtag da 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 da. Okay. Jillian, your third.
I can't follow that shit. Fuck it.
Brian, we heard yours.
Oh, no. And my actual hashtag was in your future I see walking. Hashtag.
Ah, I like it.
That's actually really, really solid. Mike?
Hashtag, that's why you should have never started busing kids into school in the first place.
That is a
very literal.
Hashtag.
It's balls on accurate.
That is the whole tweet. It is 250 characters.
I believe that was 140 characters.
Can't say it's clever, but it's very accurate.
Danny?
Hashtag magic school bus to later years.
Give it to Danny.
I'm giving that to Danny. That was good. That was a good one. Next story, we got drunk calls for help with $20 bill. Jillian, we're back to you to start.
I'm writing down the last winner. 1-800-FUCKED-UP.
Not bad.
Hashtag, it's all about the Hamiltons, guys. Alexander Hamilton's on the $20 bill.
Is he?
Yes.
Only you would know that, rich
thank
boy.
You helped out mine.
No, that's good because it's funny and informative. Boy.
Everyone was like Andrew Jackson. He's on the $50 bill, guys.
I don't have many $50 bills.
Or 20s, apparently.
Or 20s.
You have zero idea what a 20 about is about.
You go from 20 to 100.
I'm all about the Washingtons, baby.
Brian's what the French call a Nana's boy. He's a rich man's son, so he knows these things we don't.
Rich man's grandson. Mike, do you?
Q Fortune.
I had one before that little Andrew the Hamilton update there. Shit. Oh, hashtag you should let me stay sleeping.
Okay. No, again.
I like that.
Again,
one.
Truthful.
I'm sorry. I don't find the humor. I just want to, you know.
You're straight up sympathizing with this man.
I sympathize with a lot
like,
of
just things. Let him sleep.
Yeah, let me sleep. That's what I would have wanted.
I'm with you. Danny?
Hashtag ET phone Hamilton.
ET phone. Hello, finally.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Find a payphone.
Danny gets a point.
Danny.
I like that one a lot.
Danny
all right.
Has 2 points for you, right?
I'm looking at the scores here. This one better do a little tie breaking or we're in trouble. Let's do TA emails nude photos to students. Let's start with Brian.
Hashtag hot teacher.
I knew that was coming.
Hashtag drum, hot for teacher. Nice. Mike.
Once again, not funny, but hashtag what else is there to do in Iowa?
That's my favorite.
Right, I think that might have been my best one. Not funny, but still the best.
Danny, do you?
I don't know. Hashtag all-encompassing study guide.
Ooh.
I like it.
Thoughtful. I like it.
Extra TNA.
Lou, do you?
Hashtag Cyber Monday comes early.
Jillian, to you.
Hashtag take a look at these.
Hashtag take a look at these. Now, I hate to do this. Really hate to do this, but normally I would score this in a different way, maybe give Mike the point. Ooh. But we have a tie between Lou and Dan. So I got to give Dan the point.
Hashtag off.
To give the win to Mr. Danny Mac with 3 points. Yeah.
Let's play his song for him.
Ooh, I want to use this in figure skating.
I love the build, though.
It's perfect.
Wait for it.
Yeah!
Let's rage!
You know, some of the dolphins.
All right, kill that, kill that, kill that.
Like something else, Stroke Guard would have used. You got to hear it.
It's amazing. It's awesome.
Half the female audience just left all that.
Yeah, but, sausage party.
Oh, man,
again.
That dried up a pussy.
You can't cut a girl in half.
Dan actually set the precedent now of winners getting fucking celebratory music.
Yeah. I like that. It's like, what do you call it? When you come to the plate first time in baseball, you get your own entrance music.
And once you play the Mighty Opponent, it's called
like Shocker.
Or like a pro wrestler.
Yeah, Pokemon theme is also.
Theme music.
I actually bought an Asian girl at work a gong, so that way whenever we would walk past their desk, she'd be able to gong.
Mike is
us.
Ridiculously and racist.
Well, Mike's going to be called an HR is what I just learned. Oh
for
my
the
God.
Record,
what
yeah.
do you mean chopstick wasn't a good present for the Asian chick?
It had two little cool dragons on it. I asked that, you know, every time, you know, you say her name,
why was it offensive that I got her a kimono?
I wouldn't have gone down that road.
Why is anyone playing chopsticks in the background of this right now?
That right. she
nobody has
seppuku.
That time.
All right, so what's next after?
All right, next one, Lou. Do you have maybe a hypothetical for us?
Oh, well, you guys had some suggestions for that this week, didn't you?
No.
No, somebody said something.
Sounds like someone's not prepared.
All right, well, you know what? Mine was.
All right, so, wait, hypothetically, whoa. If he wasn't prepared,
chill.
Everyone.
Oh, you. Hypothetical, Lou. 0-7, Danny.
I just want to mention, even if it awesome. Wasn't 0-7, he spelled my name wrong.
0-8.
I think you're fucking mistaken about the spelling of your name, bro. Like,
no.
L-U? No. You were like your ancestors, you were a little lazy and you forgot an O.
Well, unrelated story.
Wait. You're lazy and you
was
slept there.
Was that a black joke?
No.
Oh, was that your first
it was
black
a
joke?
Wait, that was the first black joke
first
he was
black
had.
Joke. Oh. Mark.
This guy's trying to oppress me already.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
I want to tell you a quick story, though. Like,
what did you say, nigga?
Yes. I was telling these guys before, I work at a place that does drug testing. I was going through their files recently, and I saw a name, Louis Figueroa. So I opened that folder immediately. Don't tell me it's him. Oh, thank God it's not. But I'm going to hound him till the end of days because of this.
Louis?
Can we get a copy of said file?
No.
I was just trying to think of how many laws were broken in that file. Like, two-second story we just heard there.
Let me see what's in this private file.
We can edit that out if you'd like.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good. Because it was awesome.
We can edit that out, what I just said.
I don't think the fan is going to tell.
Stop the opposite fan. Luring him.
You hear me, fan?
Side.
Was it Courtney?
He was good. Totally legal.
All right, Lou.
Courtney's just excited. She's married to a black guy.
He had
now.
This Lou's permission to do this. We're almost sure.
He had Lou Figueroa's
Lou with
permission.
Yeah, we had his permission.
Guys.
Lou with no O. What's the hypothetical?
All right, so this one's pretty basic. Just a hypothetical situation. Would you rather have your genitals cut off, or have no legs?
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
How cut off?
Yes, like, I was
all the way.
By what?
Hmm.
By whom?
Yeah, especially for me, because the only way to do that is to like take a brand and me. So I'm really not into that.
Because I'm automatically thinking about Saw and torture porn, so it's I'm scared.
Can I get some type of like Sin City genitals like that guy? And, that like Bruce Willis got, you know, he ripped the shit off.
Actually, can I get painkillers while I do it? Can I get knocked out?
Let's just say it's surgical. They got mashed up in a car accident.
Oh, but by whom? An enemy?
Skeletor? I don't know.
Skeletor removes your genitals surgically.
Yeah.
Follow up question again.
Fuck that guy.
Wait, have you seen how Congress works?
Yes.
Yeah, where it's like, follow up, inquisitional, blah blah blah. You have to do the title every time. You have to have a follow up question. Inquisitional, blah, 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 question. You have to do it every time.
You're making this more complex.
But it's funny.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
Follow up to the follow up.
Exactly.
Was I born with no legs, or did that happen to me, sadly, at some point?
No, he said you had to lose them shits.
You got to choose. Yeah, yeah.
No, no. He said either have your genitals cut off or have no legs. Since when do I have no legs?
You got Lieutenant Dan.
Right now.
I got Lieutenant Dan?
So you know what it's like to have walked.
So the men in this room
don't have it anymore.
Hold you down, cut off your legs, is what you're saying.
The fact that you're still asking follow-up questions tells me that you don't understand the situation here.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing.
His questions are important, though, because I would rather live without legs than have my like genitals sawed off.
Look, if I was born with no legs, I choose the no legs.
Yeah,
because that's a painless option.
You know what it's like to have legs, and you're going to feel some pain when this happens, is what I'm getting from the question.
You're going to feel a lot more pain if you don't have a penis.
All I
got to
say,
I don't have a penis. I don't care.
Follow-up question.
That is yet to be seen by anyone else but him.
Follow-up question. In this scenario, does Jillian have a penis?
Yes.
Okay.
For argument's sake, Jill, yeah.
No, because you said sew me up. I already picked my option. Sew me up. I don't need it. I can still get off without that.
Like most women, that was boring. And let's fucking
let's
move on to the
jealous.
Guys with their fucking
you're
intellectual.
Or how about instead of your vagina, it's your breast?
There you go. Your
titties?
Yeah.
Do you know how much free shit these give me?
Not much.
Do you know the power I have with these? God, now you did it.
I've been told they get lots of looks on J-Date.
I never went on J-Date. I never went on J-Date.
I remember a prior podcast. We can go back to it. It's recorded.
I didn't go on J-Date. It was suggested to me. I did not go on J-Date.
All I got to say is call me Wheels, bro, because I don't think I'm losing my genitals over my legs. Yeah. Come on now.
Well, here's the follow-up again. Yeah. Upon losing my legs, do I fall so out of shape that I'm grotesque to women in general?
That's my question.
No, I think you're normal.
Call me Mojo because I don't care.
So even with no legs, I stay the svelte, sexy man you see before you.
You're so vain. You'd rather be thin and beautiful with no dick. Like, what's the point?
Pete?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot myself in either scenario.
Pete,
so.
Why? With no legs? I can live a life with no legs.
That's up to you, though.
Yeah,
up to you. If you don't want to get off your lazy ass that has half a leg attached to it.
But I watched Murder Ball once, and it seemed like an exciting game. You know,
follow up.
No, it didn't.
Follow up from
Murder Ball.
Yeah, you ever
follow
up
from the gentle lady
from isn't that fucking terrible movie with the with like Paul Heyman and shit?
It had like I think. One of the rappers, like Ice-T or something.
Yeah, yo, that movie sucks.
I'm just playing. Look. I'm playing with the premise here. I'm playing with what I'm given.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Right, follow-up question from the gentle lady from Freehold, New Jersey. Upon
who's that?
Losing me. Upon losing breasts, can I get replacements put in?
Titties,
chesticles.
Yeah, can I get fake legs?
Well, I'll ask this question to answer
have fake
that question.
Legs than a fake penis.
Do I get a replacement dick?
No, you.
No,
way.
She doesn't
no
get replacement.
Nope. No, because they're never the same. Replacement.
Right,
are
exactly.
Never the
you
same.
Want a replacement dick? You think you're gonna feel anything? No.
All
replacement. I'd rather have replacement legs than a replacement dick.
Think about it. When you have a replacement dick, you're like,
you have to pump
I know
it.
It's fake.
Look,
and
I'm
you
just
have to pump
all
it. You
I'm
have to
doing.
Pump it up.
All I'm doing here is exploring every option.
All replacements are
like the old sneakers
stuff
you know?
Find in a sex shop.
Because so far, this is a very one-sided hypothetical.
It's fucking. It's not hypothetical at all.
Is it?
It's like, would you rather have no legs or kill yourself?
Or get fake poops.
I wouldn't kill myself. I would definitely try to take over the world if I had no dick.
Imagine how productive you'd
now
be.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Imagine how productive you'd be if you didn't have to worry about sex.
I would know 9 languages.
The Chinese used to
wait,
used to
I feel that I could be 10 times more productive.
The Chinese used to castrate. The eunuchs would be their, you know, their educated class, the ones who got shit done.
It has nothing
architects,
to do with
sex, everything. Yeah.
Stop being smart and articulate about everything.
Who knows what I'm talking about?
It has nothing to do with sex. I feel it has everything to do with women. Like, if you have to pursue women all day, then you could get mad shit done. Like,
God,
if you were just gay, you imagine how much, like, how many like Microsofts you would
invent.
Wait. Who's blaming you for his failure?
Who the fuck are you pursuing?
How many Microsofts you'd invent?
Whoa, where are my Microsofts?
I'm thinking at least a dozen.
Yeah, where are your Microsofts, woman?
I'm at like 6 Microsofts.
No, you're talking about dudes.
I got 2 Apples myself.
you're a dude, and you're just talking about how if you're not pursuing women, how much shit you get done. What are you getting done? Because you should be done pursuing. Yeah,
dude, look, I'm not a dude. I'm more of like a hooked fish. Hold on. You're getting
all right. I'll put this. He's wiggling and struggling.
I'm fighting.
We'll
put this into realistic man terms for you. Like, can you imagine how much work I'd get if I didn't have to stop and take a masturbation break every few hours?
He doesn't masturbate.
Right.
That you know of.
Whoa, dude. That means you're not good at multitasking.
Look, draw for a living. I need both hands.
He's a righty.
Bullshit! You have your little add-on thing to your computer right there?
It does quick keys.
One hand, one hand.
One hand to rule them all. One hand to bind them.
We may have to pause again.
Here we go.
We got another situation.
Time out.
Is there any meat this man can't jerk?
Okay, we're back again.
We are back.
This has been a disaster.
No more spilling.
Spilling drinks.
We have drips and spills over here.
Look,
I need a sippy cup.
We drink during the shows. Shit happens.
We're going to get Pete some plastic cups next week?
It wasn't even me!
I need a sippy cup is all I'm saying.
Last time, you fucking totally broke a glass.
Yeah, and the
plastic. You were like, muzzle top!
Somebody got married right there on the spot, actually.
I was only wishing good luck to the panel here.
We should get her a beer hat with, like, mine bottles.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Straws.
No, it's great.
We wouldn't have gotten the actual... The awesome audio of the glass breaking. You're gonna play that back, and it is gonna be perfect glass breaking sound.
I could hear it now. Last week on Painted Black. My
wine.
Because that's exactly how it went.
Yes, I like to cry at the end. That was perfect.
You guys have had a good amount of time to think about this.
Yes.
Any more questions, or is that it?
That is
drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
Yes. Boom. Yummy.
All right. Who wants to vote on the hypothetical? I think we're all probably in the same place.
I'm good to go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I can't live without working out and moving, so I will give up my boobs. God, don't give me cancer. Don't give me cancer in the boobs. Please, God.
Should give away the boobs.
Wait, if you give up the boobs, then what would it matter to get cancer in the boobs? You giving them up?
No. I mean, like, God's going to give me cancer in the boobs, and now I'm going to lose my boobs. I pray to God every night not to get cancer in my boobs.
That's a good prayer. Fake ones in.
Exactly.
Look, those are crocodile tears. She's still got that ass. So.
Oh, thank you, honey.
That was the nicest thing you've ever said to her on the show.
At least the nicest thing tonight.
Say like Barney.
This month.
Dad ass.
Yeah, for real, my legs, I didn't want to walk anyway. Come on.
Good boy.
Wheelchair me, man.
That's
actually his dream.
Is anybody going to disagree with Brian at this point? Is anybody going to go the other way?
I was close, but then I'm like...
Close.
Who
walking
wants
and
to
coming?
Give up their dick?
I don't.
I know when I walk, I'm like.
No.
Well, I figure once you lose your dick, you're not gonna miss it.
No. I want
right?
you.
Yeah, if you were born without it.
I think once you lose it.
Okay, Lulu. Imagine a world without sight.
Well,
you can milk the prostate. Milk the prostate.
Here's the one thing that was pulling me in the other direction: is like
your dick.
If I did lose that, it would free up a lot of time.
Who cares? That time I want.
I want that time,
dick.
Too. But then I realized, do you know when, like, pre-orgasm, when that's, like, the most important thing in the world?
The vinegar strokes, they're called.
I'm talking, before you even have sex or jack off, you're like, I really got to fucking do that thing right now. And you take up a certain amount of time, and then afterwards, you're like, that wasn't even a thing.
I've passed out afterwards, woken up very happy, forgot why.
Am I being
so
weird?
No, you're being extremely honest.
Dude, I get what you're saying.
That's Pete, the thing. You're like, that was eight seconds well spent.
Pete is a subpar master.
Yeah, we could have better spent the last 2 minutes of my life.
Exactly.
No,
just do away with all the pregame.
Pete fakes his own masturbation. He's like, it was great.
I forget, your orgasms last how long, Brian? Like, further than a normal man? There you go, and that's my point.
On that.
I've hit the point of my orgasms where I fall asleep, wake up incredibly happy, and forget why. I'm like, why is there a pillow between my legs? Oh, yeah, I came last night.
Well, I wake up with morning wood. I go, here we go again. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm lonely. Whatever.
That's why my fucking pillows smell like the docks.
I told you. I have my pillow. You have your pillow. I keep them that way for a reason. Stop taking my pillow. It's my pillow.
It's the Gordon Fishman
situation. I literally, Mark.
Did we just like double back to the fish taco comment?
Yes.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Stop scaring Mike from vaginas.
I'm jealous of the pillow.
Oh, yeah. That's what does it sound goes back.
All right. I don't think we're going to find answers here.
No, you guys are all...
No, I think we all agree. The answer is get rid of the legs.
I'll get rid of the legs.
Get rid of the legs.
Yeah. Call me crazy legs.
You can still get around.
Why don't we...
I get your point, though. I get your point.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not willing to part with my preciousness, but...
Not going to throw them out and not do
My princess. Yeah. No, keeping that... But you could see where the time-wasting thing
is. But if you were going to, you had those legs to walk that whole distance.
Well, now that my legs are gone, I got nothing better to do. All right,
you know, here's how I'm going to put it. If you were to lose your legs,
yes,
before you realize what you can do without your legs, you have a lot of free time.
Yes.
You're going to spend that time masturbating.
It'll all be spent on the junk.
Once you realize all the things you can do without your legs, you'll kind of...
Exactly. I'm not climbing Everest without my legs, but I am beaten off a lot.
I'll just put shoes on my fucking knees and walk around like the King of the Hill, Dad.
You can just pay people to carry your ass around.
In fact, that is your study guide.
Fuck.
Cotton Hill. Okay, got it. Let's move on. Let's wrap this up. Let's do some movie stuff.
Price of admission, G.
Oh, man!
Over still.
Oh, I'm sorry. That deserves two.
Wow. I'm over 10, man.
Wow.
I can't please Danny Mac.
I'm sorry, but my favorite one is for your A-Squad thing, the coming out of the closet thing.
Coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet. Look, I am a voice actor, man.
Yeah. And
we could get you work that way.
Sense
actually.
That you have one voice and you act the shit out of it.
It's the gay voice.
Hate is gonna hate, everybody.
The Zoolander of voice.
Brian,
one voice! One voice!
Let's hear an impression, Brian.
Nor can he turn left.
I'm Pete Big. I'm a kind of a douche.
Brian,
wasn't warranted, but okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
He can do an excellent Swedish accent.
That's Pete.
I at least
Brian,
got that.
Brian,
yes.
Brian, imitate me. Do my imitation that you do.
Brian, I want the most expensive thing on the menu. I don't care how it tastes. I won't eat anyway. Order it twice.
That is me.
Jill became British.
Pompous woman.
Very British.
Yes. That's my impression of
Jill. I'm going to cunt punch you. I'd like to cunt punch you.
In my mind, I do live in Downton Abbey, so...
I thought that show was actually called Downtown Abbey for the
longest
time.
Everyone does. Don't feel bad. I thought the same thing, too.
All right.
I could do my impression of Mike. A bum walks up to him and is like, chainsaw? He's like, oh, thank you.
Wait, was that me?
That was just a...
That was me?
That was just a...
There's a lot of mics out there.
Super Jewish joke.
Is that a Mike joke or a Jew joke?
Both. My friend Mike Feinberg. I'm sorry, Mike.
Thank you.
I didn't make any you not eating pussy jokes. Come on.
No, that would have just been too easy.
I'm pretending you graduated from Harvard. Liar!
We let the sound bites.
You know, for every time I get called for wearing a liar, that's a new conversation started with a new girl. Just pointing that out.
I'm just saying the Harvard shirt works. I'm like looking at you, like being attracted. I'm like, you goddamn liar. You didn't go to Harvard.
No, I'm going
to
tell you, when Prop 69 eventually works, I'll be wearing this shirt.
We're going to make you up some Prop 69 shirts.
Do you know I went to Harvard? I can give you some insight. Like, why don't you let me give you a Cornell shirt so I can make it seem like you actually went to Cornell? I can tell you.
Yeah,
give
me a Cornell shirt.
Yeah, I'll get you a Cornell shirt and make people believe you went to Cornell.
Shit, give me like an Ivy League school shirt.
Give me a Nassau Community College, bitch.
No. That I work at Suffolk. That does not get the ladies going. Case,
or
no, I'm talking about the bitches.
You should totally.
Yeah, ladies, bitches. Either way,
just get a shirt that says Ivy League.
No, the girls. I want that.
Ivy League.
Guys, or. We could talk about the movies this week.
Yeah. What's opening up this week, Pete?
Hey, fuck movies!
All right.
Sorry for not getting the sound bites.
That's all right. We got no trailers this week, but that's fine. First movie this week, The Counselor, which is a Ridley Scott based off of a book by Cormac McCarthy, who wrote No Country for Old Men. This stars Michael Fassbender, Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
It's the preview when Penelope says, "Have you been bad?"
Have you
and
been
I'm like,
bad?
"Shut up, Penelope, you goddamn cunt."
And the description is basically off the website here about how good this movie is, except for let's see, a respected lawyer's one-time dalliance with an illegal business deal spirals out of control. Rated R, 2 hours long.
One.
Let's play the game.
What's the game?
Here we go.
We're gonna play a Rotten Tomatoes game. We're gonna Going to go around the table. Price is Right rules. Whoever gets the closest to the Rotten Tomato score without going over wins.
Yeah.
Price is Right rules. No whammies. Now you can hate
no
on
whammies.
It.
No whammies. Oh, sorry. Wrong game.
Big money, big money, big money.
All right. Stop.
We're going to go the opposite way around the table. This is The Counselor, Remember, by Ridley Scott. Lou, starting with you, what do you think the Rotten Tomatoes critic score is?
Well, it's got some star power. I'm going to say 65.
65 for Lou.
What the fuck am I going to say that?
What is it?
Well, Danny, now
say
you're
66, bro.
No.
No, because you're taking away
this
mine.
Price is Right. You could say 66.
Hope you hit it dead on.
Or
69.
Oh, wait, is it one of those things where you can't go over.
Can't go over? Can't go over.
Okay, then I'm
going to
say 66.
Motherfucker.
Hope you hit it dead on, Luke.
66. Mike, to you.
What is it out of? What's the
100. Out of 100. This is the aggregate score of all the top critics in the country put together.
I'll go with 71.
71. Brian, to you.
This is probably going to get a good score. 80.
80 for you. Jillian.
85.
85. Now notice a trend. Lou, what did you start with?
65.
65, and it all just went upwards. You all lose. Every one of you lose. I'm ashamed of all of you.
It's Harvey and Bardem!
This movie is at a whopping 36%.
You cocksuckers!
Wow, that's awful.
Javier Bardem is an angel sent us from God.
I don't know if anybody's excited about this movie, because it's called Clumsy, it's called Wordy.
Probably. True.
This movie's very wordy. It's a lot of words in it.
Now, if it's by the author of No Country for Old Men, his books do not necessarily translate well into movies.
Wait, who directed Old Country for Old Men? No Country for Old Men.
It's the Coen brothers.
Coen brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, those S&M freaks.
Well, they're not the other Matrix guys who were like one chick now.
Yeah,
are they the same?
They were the Wachowski brothers.
Then they were
just the Wachowskis, and I believe now they go by Wachowski's Starship. And
because one is a woman, right?
What? No,
yes, one of them became a woman. Yes.
Now they're the Wachowskis with one
her.
Really upset
her.
Brother.
Yes. Yeah.
What you talking about, vile woman?
So yeah, 36. Audience.
The thing with the Coen brothers is typically the fact that like their movies are not critically acclaimed.
Yeah,
they have a crazy following. I'm pretty sure they did the Big Lebowski.
Yes, they did.
And that movie has the most obsenely crazy following.
He went as one of the characters from Fargo.
I wasn't crazy about.
What about Raising Arizona? That movie.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's the 80s.
Crazy following.
But yeah, like the their movies don't have a big critical. Great critical reception, but they're not like you.
We say the majority of their movies are well received.
Danny's right, except for No Country for Old Men. None of them really have.
Okay, when you say Coen Brothers, a select group of people will say like, yeah, they're awesome. When you say Joss Whedon, everyone will fucking cream their pants.
Well, it depends on what crowd you're in.
And Joss
you
Whedon
say Joss Whedon to a lot of people, and they go the Avengers guy, and they know nothing else he worked on. Jillian, what else did Joss Whedon work on?
I don't know.
There you go.
Alien Resurrection.
That was a starter, at least.
We're not even talking about his big things. Firefly,
Buffy. The Vampire Slayer,
oh!
Serenity.
Wait, the movie or the TV show?
What?
Yeah, the TV show. He did the TV show, right?
He did the TV show.
All right, there we go. I'm sorry, Josh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
But you know, these people who have a wider, a wider reception to as far as critics go, they will be much more easily accepted, as opposed to the Coen brothers, who have these movies that are a little bit weirder and a little bit harder to a little bit less accessible.
Well, that's what's actually kind of confusing about this movie. Now, the Coen brothers didn't do this one, but it was Ridley Scott, who has a pretty solid. I mean, the man did Aliens.
No, he did Alien.
Alien, and he did that horrible Prometheus shit.
Prometheus was good.
I didn't like
also,
Prometheus.
But also Alien, you know, people will sit there and say that Aliens was better.
Way better.
But Alien was kind of like the amalgamation of a kind of genre. It's suspenseful. They're two very different movies.
Yeah,
they're two
extremely
separate.
Different movies. You got one that's like really suspenseful, and you got one that's...
And what about one of my personal favorite movies? He also directed Blade Runner.
I haven't seen that.
I still haven't seen it. Yeah,
Blade Runner is a great movie.
I still haven't seen it.
That is in the long run heralded as one of the greatest sci-fi movies.
And should he be sticking with sci-fi, I guess, is the question.
That's his... You know what it is? It's not even... He creates worlds that are just fucking very interesting, more than sci-fi. But they happen to be sci-fi. So, you know what? Stick with sci-fi, because that's his wheelhouse.
But I was also saying, like, do dude, you're an artist, explorer, whatever, but just know you get to keep doing sci-fi at the same time, too, to keep us all very happy.
What has he done outside of sci-fi, though?
Outside of sci-fi?
Aside from this.
I could probably look it up here real quick. Just to refresh my brain.
What? What was his name again?
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Let's see.
Isn't he the one who had the brother who committed suicide recently?
Yeah, Tony Scott.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Let's see. Recent movies include 2010's Robin Hood, which was crap.
Oh my god, the one with
Kevin Costner?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, 2007.
Oh, that piece of shit that I happily forgot about.
2007's The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, which
I heard that was Brad Pitt, isn't it? Yeah. I heard that was good.
That's a decent flick. Okay. 2007's American Gangster.
That was really brilliant.
2005's Kingdom of Heaven.
You should see it.
That's good too. I like that one.
I like that for the fact that Jeremy Irons slaps the shit out of Orlando Bloom.
I need to see that.
I have not seen that. I want to see that.
Seriously, it's in the first 10 minutes of the film. Otherwise, you could forget.
That's not
Jeremy Irons. It's
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson.
Okay, either way, one of those two are doing it. Okay, I'm sorry.
I actually saw it in the theater with your brother.
Now, two pieces of shit, though, I found. 2005's Domino. I didn't care for that
That's
movie.
That's a good movie, too.
I liked it.
And 2005 also, Tristan and Isolde's. Crap movie.
I didn't see Domino.
With James Franco.
You're not going to be able to pronounce our kid's name, are you?
He Domino. Also did 2001's Black Hawk Down.
Oh, that's a great movie. Hannibal. Danny, what'd you say?
Gladiator.
Wait, he did Gladiator, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Gladiator.
You haven't seen Gladiator?
I haven't seen Gladiator.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
That's
Get out!
Okay, hold on, wait. There's a couple of movies that, like,
He is not entertained.
There's a couple of movies that I should be, like, drowning in, like, fanboy sperm right now because of my brother.
Isolate that right now.
No.
That got so weird.
Get that soundbite.
If you do recall how my brother works, he would go to work, come home, and
this
watch something.
Is gonna get gross.
Oh, hey Mac.
Hey Mac.
He would come home and he would watch whatever was in his fancy at the time. Like, he's watched all the commentaries for Lord of the Rings and everything. He's watched Braveheart. He's watched Gladiator a million times. I think he still has it on VHS. So I'm surprised that those are the movies that I haven't seen, even though he's watched it a million times.
You haven't seen
Braveheart? I haven't seen Braveheart. It's on my
No, I've seen it in pieces, so I feel like I've seen the whole damn thing.
I personally don't really, like... The thing is...
Well, let's move on from your lack of movie knowledge that's just...
No.
Disgusting.
Startling.
The problem is that, like, the big movies...
The problem is you need to reprioritize.
No, the problem is, like, the reason why I don't watch Oscar-winning movies is once you win an Oscar, I don't give two fucks about you.
Well, also... Fair enough. When you hear big things about these movies, you tend to be disappointed by them ultimately in the end.
So let's...
Exactly.
Well, Mike stepped out of the room, but we can actually jump into the next movie and keep it without him.
69.
I want fish tacos. I want to try fish taco.
The next movie on our list that comes out this week is Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Oh my god, 12.
We're going to play the game.
12.
We're going to start with Lou again, because I like going around this side of the table. Yeah. What do you think, Lou?
Favorite black people.
Critically. I think it's going to be a dud, so I'm going to give it a 15.
Danny.
I'm going to go with 32.
32.
12.
12.
You didn't
Jillian?
Give yourself much of a...
Nine.
The winner of this round is Danny Mack with 32, because the actual score, 62% critical.
Whoa! Wow. That's a win.
Certified fresh, bitches. Holy
Dude,
shit.
That must be hilarious, then.
This is hilarious.
Hold on, wait. Before you even say anything about that...
Yeah?
How many... Well, who was that?
It was Predator.
Okay. How many critics did they get for that score?
I believe it's the normal... Oh, here we go. It's...
One.
74.
Okay, because I was going to say, that is a very high percentage for a low number of critics.
Yes.
If you get more in there, the percentage will go way down.
Well, let me see. What did the counselor have? Counselor had 113 critics. Jack S. Presents had 74 critics. So a big drop, but the amount of fresh to rotten is way higher, and our next movie, which we're not even going to say the name of yet, is only 54 critics. So it actually seems to even out at some point.
It just seems a little weird that Jackass would get a significantly high score considering its premise.
But when have you last seen a Jackass movie that you didn't laugh your ass off at?
No, they're all hilarious. They're all critically just killed.
Yeah, because this one, I believe, actually has some sort of story.
Story, yeah. It's a grandpa with his grandson.
It's just Knoxville in the makeup the whole movie. Yeah.
It's Knoxville's
best is that grandfather, though.
No,
Knoxville's hilarious.
No, that movie, those Jackass movies, that was the weakest part for me, man.
I agree, but idea of it is hilarious. So maybe if he can focus on
the
idea.
The idea of it is great, but the thing is, like, me personally, I hate like those kind of awkward comedy things.
I got
uncomfortable.
You'll appreciate this. Here's the actual Rotten Tomatoes kind of critical breakdown. Is never quite as funny as it wants to be. Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa still offers viewers the timeless pleasures of seeing an old man get his private stuck in a vending machine. That pretty much sums up your experience.
Anytime you get the Dickhouse crew in there, it's going to be fun, man. Like, they
I've never
always
heard
put
their
out
name
fun.
Out loud. It's hilarious.
It's Dickhouse. It'll be fun, but it's like, what's that show that they have now? The Deer Deck show.
Ridiculousness?
I don't like him, so I don't follow
it. But it's like, it's the same thing, though. It's him trying to recreate what Jackass had a decade ago. It's not doing it right.
And when you look at the internet.
When you look at the cast list here, it's not even the Jackass crew. It's just Knoxville.
It's just Knoxville.
It's Knoxville, Spike Jones, and a kid.
The thing is, they kind of speculated at the end of Jackass 2 that Knoxville can't stop doing this kind of shit, so he's going to keep trying to do it.
But at least
is
they're
it because
going
he's
for
addicted
a different...
or because he's in debt?
No, it's because that he, like...
He has nothing to lose.
If you ever listen to the commentaries on the DVDs and everything like that...
I do.
He legitimately
loves doing it. That's why I asked the question. He loves it.
His acting... He enjoys, I guess, but he loves doing the whole bits.
Well, I have listened to the two commentaries for the first Jackass movie more times than any other commentary for any
movie. How much did you laugh when Bam Margera is like making fun of the pig tattoo from
Oh yeah, it's great.
He's just like Dave
England. I want a big black pig.
He's like, what you gonna be like, I want a big black pig.
the best is I'll be honest, Santa had a few last night.
Oh, that was in the Jackass 3 where he's like, gonna be honest here, everybody. Santa had a few last night.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the commentaries for the second and the third one, but like towards the third one, they had to sit there kind of focus inward. The only way that they could go back out and do public stunts was if they dressed up
in
the
some sort of
they were too well known.
Unfortunately, it's the outfit, like the old man thing, that just kind of like I hated
that was
bits.
That is also my least favorite.
I hated those bits. I will skip those in Jackass 2 because they're not
fun. When it comes to Jackass movies, I skip the poop shit. That wasn't intentional, but I said it that way.
When they're swimming in poop, or they're pooping?
You know, when the poocano.
Wait, do you mean with
Jackass 3?
Something shoved up the anus?
Even that I'm okay with because they never show penetration. It's just an x-ray of a car in his guts. That's funny.
Exactly. Anything where you see literal shit on screen.
When you see Duke on screen.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Duke or puke, I don't need it. And the old people shit where eventually their clothes get ripped off and you see a ball sack or an old saggy titty. I don't need any of that either.
The only one I really found...
Well, who has like an anal nipping at their units? How
are
you with
that?
The only one of these old folks ones I really found that to be pretty funny... Was when Knoxville was chilling with like his like 12-year-old grandson,
which
he's
is
like,
this movie.
It's like, oh, it looks like your bark's worse than your bite, buddy. And like,
describing Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, it's basically taking that like
and
making it into an hour and 20.
No, there was the one where he has a young, attractive, nubile, like 17 or 16-year-old girl with him, and they're like, oh, will you take a picture of me and my granddaughter? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. And he starts like making out with the girl, who obviously is not Knoxville's real granddaughter because he doesn't even have one yet, but like, and then people like reacting to that, and that was actually kind of interesting.
That's what Jackass was, though, is the reactions.
All right, well, this next movie, I want to jump ahead now, because this next movie I know nothing about. Jillian, I'm going to ask you to help me out on this.
Dude, can you bring it up again? You got to read about it because we used that story to mop up the spilt wine.
Okay, this movie is called Blue is the Warmest Color. Blue is the Warmest Color centers on a 15-year-old girl named Adele, who is climbing to adulthood and dreams of experiencing her first love. A handsome male classmate falls for her hard, but an unsettling erotic reverie upsets the romance before it begins. Adele imagines that the mysterious blue-haired girl she encountered in the street slips into her bed and possesses her with an overwhelming pleasure. This is basically setting up a porno.
This sounds like Scott Pilgrim.
Some good girl-on-girl shit.
Scott Pilgrim.
Is heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans.
Rolling Adele, so, but all right.
Keep playing in the background. I like it.
I actually like this song, so keep it.
So the point is that it's opening up in theaters today. Go see it if you can, if you're over 18. But if you live in Manhattan and can go to the Greenwich IFC Center.
Well, before you even say that, we should mention this movie is actually rated NC-17. It is 3 hours long.
But
3 hours?
But in France, it got its second rating, which is like its second line. It's like, oh, maybe you should ask your parents before you go see it.
Listen, I don't think anybody cares what's happening in France, all right?
I don't.
Okay?
I will smack you, Negro.
In France, instead of popcorn,
listen here, Darky. Darky? Darky, listen to me.
Look at that Nance win a frog football jersey. Let's give him a fucking good kicking.
Whoa. That's enough black-on-black crime in this room, right?
French concession stands have nothing but white wine and baguettes.
And that's bad.
What about Jesus? What about escargot?
There's no sound during their movies, just a mime up there.
No, there's girl-on-girl action, actually.
You could just
French
hear the
movies,
pretentiousness coming from the fucking audience. I love it. Yeah. Let's silent. It's dark. Right,
we're going to play the game. We're going to play the game, and then we're going to go into the story a little more.
So what's this Adele movie all about?
Shh.
Oh, the Bond song.
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give it...
Meatballs!
The critics. I'm going to give it at least 70%.
70% to Jillian. Ryan? We're just stabbing it in the dark here. Not unlike Adele over here. Or like Mike, who left the room.
Would you say 70?
Yes. God, Adele 50. Can give a woman an orgasm.
50. Danny?
54.
Lou?
I'm going to say because critics are afraid of anything gay, it's low.
By the way, can I give him a hands up? It's Sundance.
20? Now, see,
people
you
don't
miss,
like gay.
You misjudged.
You misjudged.
Critics, especially pretentious film
This is Sundance
festival,
produced. This is Sundance.
Film festivals love gay.
See, the thing is, you had to say that first before
I realized we never said Sundance. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is a Sundance-produced film.
I was going to say that's a little bit more important.
Well, Jillian wins because this is a 91% movie.
Jeez. Doesn't help because I
researched
the story. I'm sorry.
There's so much...
I kind of had upper hand. I researched the story and knew all the facts.
There's a lot of complexities.
Except
here.
Boring. It sounds boring.
Since when is girl boring?
Brian doesn't like lesbian sex. He likes pizza.
I accidentally put that back on. My bad.
I was fine with it. The point is
The point is it's an NC-17 movie, but certain theaters.
Certain theaters,
and I love this, are saying fuck you to the MPAA and saying it's okay to show. Which proves that the MPAA has no real power.
They actually referenced the documentary you and I watched.
Film is not yet rated.
Oh, wait, why is that relative? Like, certain theaters can't show NC-17?
Well, most theaters, when you see NC-17, they won't even touch it because it means loss out of their pockets. Nobody goes
movie,
to see
bad,
NC-17.
Bad, evil, morally bad.
Yeah,
no,
this is
bad.
Morally corrupt. So this theater, these couple theaters we don't have in front of us.
The one they featured is the Greenwich Independent Film Center, which is in Manhattan.
Okay.
If you are a high school student and you want to see this film, while other suburban movie theaters, who would even dare show this, won't allow you to, this center is like, hey, you're 15. This movie's addressing your concerns and needs and what you're experiencing right now in life. Come on in. You'll learn something.
So basically, we don't want the movie to sit there and plague our white suburban minds.
Exactly.
No, because they make the point in this. The articles I read is that okay, so if a 35-year-old goes see this movie, what's the point? You're 35. You already went through this period in your life. Are you going there because you're remembering that period? Are you late to coming to it? Or are you just trying to get your fucking rocks off, you sicko?
As a 30-year-old man, I'm going to feel weird if I watch this.
If you're a 35-year-old man, you have to walk in there with an all-white suit and ask for a comically small bag of popcorn. Like,
Are you making fun of Tom Wolfe?
Like, five kernels.
I want the French bag of popcorn, like 2.5 ounces.
All right.
Stop making fun of Tom Wolfe.
Well, guys, I think we've done enough talking for tonight. We're going to call it a night.
All right, Pete. Let's let Danny Mac.
We got some plugs.
All right.
First, Danny, I want you to talk about your show that you're doing.
Okay. First off, I have a YouTube channel. It's under the name Adamans Templum. It's Adamans Templum. I don't expect you to remember that, so you'll have to repeat it.
Play it back.
Well, you can repeat it again right now.
It's spelled ampersand question mark WW115 capital C. Continue.
That capital C is very important. But yeah, play it back. It's basically my YouTube channel. It's where I post currently a lot of video game stuff. Right now I have about 30 some odd videos of Let's Play stuff, mostly for the sake of humor. We have barely ever completed a game because of the fact that we end up hating what we play. I also had some older videos of where I was doing video game achievements and crap like that. So those are up there. In the coming weeks or so, I should be having stuff about my music collection, about my top five, you know, songs of all time.
And you guys don't know Danny, but that music collection, nuts.
I just saw his fucking Excel spreadsheet on his phone. It's pretty epic.
Yeah, I'm pretty nerdy like that, right? Like, it's a combination of basically everything. But I'm going to be splitting it up between, like, CDs are going to be first because they're the most abundant. So there's going to be, like, you know, 1,800.
That's how you're going to break shit up?
Yeah.
That's kind of fucking bonkers, man.
And because the way I plan to do it is do all the CDs, you know, go through everything else, and then, like, as I get more shit, just kind of like, oh, here's what I got in the last 3 fucking weeks.
And also, nice. Danny, while we have you on here, will you come on A-Squad, do the video game show?
Oh, I thought that's what I was doing tonight.
No!
I was deceived.
That's a yes.
He's wearing the bracelet. Danny. This is just our fun getting drunk show.
I was deceived.
That's a yes.
Satan, father of all liars.
I was ready to talk about some video game BS.
Some deep, heavy,
that'll be this coming week.
Talk about Battle Kid, I just sent to you.
I look forward to playing it.
You better.
And Jillian, you had something to plug as well.
So, when I'm not being a degenerate on this show, I'm a fine...
Spilling wine everywhere.
That was you.
That was you.
That was you.
You're an emotional fucking cripple.
Damn straight.
When I'm not on this program, I am a fine, upstanding young lady of the New York Junior League, which is a fantastic organization that does great charity work throughout the New York area. We are holding a fantastic party on November 9th at the Colony Club, which is a fantastic venue. Ticket prices go for $185 for general admission, $250 to be VIP, hang out with Brian Katz and Pete Berg.
Oh, Painted Black fame.
I do that shit for free.
No, but this time you do a champagne and a scotch bar.
I gotta pay too.
So you get don't to, even get ahead of yourself. At the event, we have a silent auction, a lot of great items, including some Paint Black stuff and some other better stuff too. Sorry, guys. And also live auction. Hey!
Bird!
I'm pitching here.
Shut up.
Fine.
Sure.
Paint Black stuff, signed original comics from Pete Berg and the other artists like Lou Figueroa.
Why are they in color?
I'm gonna kick him.
A beanie and a shirt, but also there is a live auction as well, which is very exciting, where I have 4 tickets to New York Yankees game with field access and private tour of the facilities and other great options. So please go to nyjl.org, O-R-G in case you want to spell org, and purchase a ticket to the Fall Fete event. It'll be a lot of fun. And look for Brian and Pete Berg, because they're married. Brian Katz and Pete Berg in the VIP section.
Oh, that's right. That guy.
Check out the Boba Fett event, and there's some scotch there. That's all I caught from that. So we're going to do that, right?
There's scotch, yes. Nice. You can do that. There's some scotch.
Scotch and Boba Fett.
Buy your ticket, Pete.
Nice. All right.
Lou, would you like to promote Bear Shark in any type of way?
Yeah, definitely buy some new shirts. We're going to update.
I want one. Do you have a medium?
I do.
Yes.
I have the girl size, so even women can be afraid of Bear Shark.
Hey, Dan doesn't know about Bear Shark.
Yeah. Tell him what Bear Shark
is. You know, I'm pretty upset because I'm super aware of Bear Shark, and you don't like the big guys, so.
The same. Big guys.
I will say my medium sized Bear Shark shirt, snug, comfortable.
Yeah, you fat fuck.
Best fitting shirt I own.
I'm pretty sure Bear Shark is the one who killed Lincoln.
And Kennedy.
He's going after Barack, too. Watch out.
You have to inform me what Bear Shark is.
Bear Shark took my father. Reports. Panama, 96.
People have seen Bear Shark on the grassy knoll.
Bear Shark is a bear and a shark, and you see him like from things like Sharknado and shit like that.
Bear Shark took my virginity.
Well, Bear Shark took my wallet.
I don't like to make that comparison because...
No, this is better.
We had come out with that like a year at least before.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not realize.
This is like pre-podcast, like on iTunes.
By the way, wait, Ghost Shark is a real thing, because I thought I saw that on TV a few days ago.
I remember that there was a thing in a Strong Bad cartoon of a bear holding a shark.
No, this is a bear shark. It's a bear tied to a shark. Okay, what are you not getting?
Tied with twine.
Like the,
No. They're joined. Don't get into this.
A bear had sex with a shark.
You're overcomplicating it. It's a bear shark.
No, it just happened. Just like my unicorn griffin thing just happened.
Bear sharks.
No sex happened. It just happened.
All right.
It's God.
It's Mother Nature.
I'm sorry. A 10-foot pole just appeared.
All right. Art plugs. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. You can email us at PaintedBlackComics@gmail.com. Go to PaintedBlackComics.com and pick up some stuff. We got the new books coming on there soon. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend. Write an iTunes review. Check out our other shows, Disenfranchised, the sports show, and A Squad, the video game show. Danny will be showing up on there soon. And that's it. That's our show. That's all we got. So for myself, Pete Berg, for my co-host, Brian Katz, Lou Figueroa, and for our good buddies, Miss Jillian Gray, Mike disappeared, fuck him, and Mr. Danny Mack, close the door behind ya. Stay here. I know.